Source. Tomorrow's news today.
Of the Trump administration. The first 4 or 5 months were just stellar. I was beside myself. If you actually analyze the policy and what was getting done, the people that don't understand policy, they're lightweights, were attacking me and saying that I was this worshiper of Trump and that I was sycophantic and that he was horrible and it was terrible. But I was secretly being paid by the administration to do this. No, I was getting everything I wanted in 30 plus years on air. Dismantling the globalist anti-human New World Order. And then they ran off Elon Musk, Doge, stopped the corruption being ferreted out, basically went from overdrive to 2 miles an hour. And the neocons all swooped in and started saying, we need to purge the Republican Party of these evil anti-Israel people. That means anybody that's against a New World War. And it just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And then now, Trump comes out with this giant attack on myself and on Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, the Four Horsemen. And now, Mark Levin's calling for us to be basically purged off the air. And it's Netanyahu's eight-front war to shut down opposition. And you've got all these different operatives, like the head of the ADL saying a month ago, we need to use the same tactics of the pagers. He says this. If I get that clip, please. We need to use the same tactic of the pagers against people in America that say Israel started this war. I'm like, what? You did start it. I mean, it's just crazy town. Israel under Netanyahu is so villainous now and just trying to start a fight with everybody and calling everybody Nazis. And it's just summoning a major clash of civilizations. So I really needed Trump to succeed. I really want to win the midterms. I really want to salvage this. But I'm not stupid. You think I care about CNN reporting on me and stuff? I mean, I used to be attacked 10 times worse all over the news. It means nothing. People go, oh, he's doing this because he wants attention. Trump, like, Jones doesn't get the attention. That's why he's doing this. It's like we're in junior high or something. No, Trump, you talked about wiping out a whole civilization and never to return and blowing up water treatment plants and ground troops and all this delusional crap and the neocons, Israel lobby, all over the place saying, let's use nuclear weapons right now. And we know that's on the table, was being pushed. This is absolutely end of the world, cuckoo town, madness of King Lear stuff. I say what I believe is right and what is accurate and what needs to be done. And I am just completely horrified by all of this. And sure enough, the drums are beating to come after. That's what the neocons are saying. I have stacks of news articles here where they're saying that we need to arrest everyone who's getting foreign money. And so the neocons are saying, arrest all these influencers that are getting Qatari money with no proof. I'm sure some are. There's all sorts of money out there. I've never gotten any foreign money or any domestic money from government or groups. And then, of course, then the other, quote, influencers counter back. Oh, well, a lot of you get money from Israel, which they do on record. Salem's owned by Israel, Israeli government, basically. While their hosts run around saying, arrest everybody, you know, they started this. And it's just like, oh, let's arrest everyone. We're back to Russiagate now, but now it's Qatargate. I mean, it is just a wild, crazy, insane time to be alive. But at the heart of this is Melania Trump's speech yesterday contradicting President Trump when he said Epstein's a hoax. That's why he went on a crazy posting bender with diversionary stories to distract from that. I think there's a very good chance, just like Melinda Gates left Bill, that that's about to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange. and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80, we're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Israeli band, not a British band, not a Chi-Com band. We're an American band. We are a sovereign nation that's supposed to run our own affairs. And Israel, through the Likudniks, is doing a hostile takeover of our country. The evidence is overwhelming that Trump is being blackmailed by the Israel lobby. And when we saw Melania Trump, I'm going to play her full clip here in a moment, come out yesterday, and it's reported Trump didn't know this was about to happen. She said, I'm doing a press conference, or I'm going to make a statement. And she went out there with that six-minute statement and said, Epstein is real. He's an abuser. The victims deserve justice. Congress needs to hold hearings. The cover-up needs to end. And then you can just juxtapose that with Trump. Dozens of times, it's a hoax, it doesn't exist, nothing happened. His FBI director, deputy director on TV saying he acted alone, he wasn't a human trafficker. When Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison for that. And then here's his wife. So Trump said in statements, we're getting them, and on Truth Social and in person with his mouth, verbally, that if you think Epstein's real, you're not MAGA. Remember that? We'll play the clips. Well, now, by his yardstick, Melania Trump is not MAGA. His wife is low IQ. His wife's a Democrat Party operative. His wife's a stooge. Because Trump has said, I and others that say, hey, this Epstein thing's very serious, and it goes to the heart of all these matters, not just sex trafficking and pedophilia, but eugenics and depopulation and human cloning and all sorts of evil. There's new Epstein emails they've dug out where Bill Gates is talking to Epstein about killing the stupid people, getting rid of the poor people. Yeah, there's Trump. Trump tells those focused on Epstein he doesn't want their support. But you can then just show all of what his wife said. And then there's the email that's come out of her about a year before she met Trump. I'm going to have the archives. We have a great archivist, but you've all heard me say this about 500 times in the last few years, that Trump isn't being blackmailed with any real Epstein stuff himself sex-wise, but it's the people around him like Howard Lutnick and others, which is making firm. I said, I think it's going to be Lutnick from what we knew, the connections living next door to Epstein and the rest of it. He got caught lying about going to the island, all of it. But I also said, knowing that scene, knowing insiders, like Roger Stone, he didn't tell anything about this, but he said that Well, you saw this recycled 10 years ago. It just got recycled again. That you've heard this a thousand times from me, that Melania was a hooker and that she was under Epstein's control at a modeling agency that's the cover for it. And then that's how he met Melania a year later. We've checked that. It's not true. But that's what they were holding back and using, embarrassing her and embarrassing Trump. That's the kind of thing they were holding over his head when he told Marjorie Taylor Greene, it'll hurt my friends. It'll hurt people close to me. Not just Lubnick, but his wife, because there's emails, and you know there's not just this one, where, oh, so incredible in Palm Beach, I want to come back soon. You're so amazing. You're so beautiful, Ghislaine. This is when she's this beautiful supermodel doing, you know, soft porn shoots and whatever, not putting her down for that. It's very artsy stuff, her with another beautiful woman laying there. I'm not going to lie and say I don't like it. And when Trump knew that was about to be released, they were trying to blackmail him 10 years ago, because I told people that did it. Not the blackmail, but Trump's people. They leaked it to the New York Post, the pictures themselves, to get ahead of it. Trump did. I got it from the guy that did it. You can probably imagine what his name is. By the way, Roger Stone's joining us now next hour to get into all of this and more. So he's a little upset with me, but that's okay. We'll have a nice discussion about it. So you don't want to miss any of this coming up today. But almost no one is noticing this, but it's starting to get picked up, as I said first last night, or yesterday afternoon when I did a video on this. This is all about Melania. And Trump came out and attacked myself and others. And it's clear that Mark Levin probably wrote it all. Todd Blanche might have had a hand in it. Those two collaborate. But that, not just that, but a bunch of other crazy stuff Trump did online, just a flurry, probably never posted this much ever that I've seen, is because he was so freaked out by that. And this follows the pattern of Melinda Gates, now Melinda French, when she found out Bill Gates was lying about Epstein, how many times he hung out with him, what they were doing, and the hookers and all the rest of it that he denied, now it's all admitted, and the diseases and all of it. Remember, first that wasn't true, now they admit it. That she began to pull back from him and say, no, 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 this is very real. He's being investigated. That's what you saw from Melania. Any way you sliced it, she now is learning what they've got. And she's now learning about how sordid all of this is. And so she came out in emergency damage control. Now, I happen to know people that were there at the time and knew Epstein and knew Trump and knew all this, and were literally involved double dating with Trump and all the rest of it. And that's how I investigated this 10 years ago and said, no, Melania didn't have sex with him. She wasn't a hooker. They floated this. Michael Wolff, the writer, is a Democrat Party operative, very close friends with Epstein, one of the people that communicated with the most, thousands and thousands of emails a year. They've been pushing and setting this up for a long time. And notice Wolff came out a day and a half ago and said, oh, yeah, it's in a new book that another individual wrote that Melania had sex with Epstein and that they also have these emails. And so that's why she came out. But, you know, behind that is the Israel lobby and blackmail. They're 100% using it. And Epstein was above Mossad, hooked into the Rothschilds, MI6 and CIA, but part of it all. And that's all in the emails. And as we go through the millions and millions of them, more comes out. So that's, instead of talking about myself and defending myself from what Trump said about me, and I'll do some of that later, it's more important to talk about why he's doing this right now and how he's in full panic mode and how it's now Susie Wiles confirming what I told you weeks before she went public, that it's a disaster of the war. Israel convinced him, lied to him about a threat that didn't exist, told him in the last 2 to 4 days. Now they want to hit him with nukes. Trump was even talking about that. Now we have the Israeli intelligence head that's under Netanyahu. We have Jonathan Pollard, the famous spy, who's very influential. We have Mark Levin calling for nukes. We have a bunch of them calling for nukes. And then Trump says, yeah, total destruction in one day. It's a nuclear threat. People explain what a war crime that is, so he pulled back. And then said yesterday, no nukes, period. Trump tells MS... now he didn't know nothing about Melania's statement. Exactly as I told you. So this is a big, big deal. Trump was blindsided by that, just like Musk learned that there was an Epstein cover-up. He went, I'm out, and put out a post on X saying, he's in there, he's covering up, I'm not part of this. Melania is now pulling a Melinda Gates or Elon Musk. And so is everybody else. As the evidence comes out of a cover-up and all the rest of it, everybody's like, okay, we're not part of that. No, thank you. Despite him killing the carbon taxes and getting 96% control of the border and great financial policy and all the rest of the stuff, sorry, you just can't put defending human trafficking, pedophilia, world government, trilateral commission, crime syndicates in the middle of it. But that makes Trump even more dangerous to cover this up with a war. Trump tells the Post he's preparing military. If Iran fails to comply in talks, we're loading up the ships. You know, that means ground troops, which he's already said. He said, we'll totally obliterate you worse than ever, but we won't use nukes yesterday. And now he's saying this. Vance warns Iranians ahead of Pakistan talks. U.S. has all the cards. We want the nuclear fuel. And I would advise Iran, but see, Israel just keep attacking if they make a deal. Give up the fuel. Get a deal. Get a reparations deal. Stop. Because you will end up losing, but so will we in a Pyrrhic victory. And it's already out. Exploding inflation in the CPI. And it usually takes a month and a half for numbers to come in. Well, we're 5 weeks in. We're 41 days in. CPI report. Inflation surge as effects of Iran war show in prices. Yeah. It's going to get worse and worse. Even if they open the strait completely today, which it's not, take 2-3 months to even go back to normal. And that's a huge wave of inflation, which you bake into his economic plan. Devastation, which the Rothschilds and BlackRock love because America then goes bankrupt. We were already on the very edge of it. Trump had to get this Hail Mary in. It was working. And now he let the Rothschild BlackRock group through Israel as usually screw that because bigger than Iran, the U.S. and the world economy was the target. This is COVID 2.0, as I said 5 weeks ago. And now all the top economists are calling it exactly that. Sorry, I just know what I'm talking about. This is what I do. Now, we may still be able to get out of this, but if all of us that are the most prominent, and you know, my show is bigger than the corporate media, all those Tuckers, bigger than ever was, all that, that's why Trump says, oh, they're little, nobody listens to them, they're pathetic. Yeah, that's why he's responding to us. If we take the high road and just don't get in the fight with Trump totally isolated, early onset dementia, totally freaked out, being blackmailed, in over his depth, completely surrounded by enemies, we've got to just get the truth out to the public so they know what's going on, so the globalists and the Israel lobby can't just have us all fight with each other over who runs MAGA, who's the future of MAGA, who's cool in high school, who's going to be the beauty queen and class president. That's not what this is. This is about policy and real issues. That is what this is about. Now, I'm not going to start and stop this. I'm going to just go through the 6 minutes of Melania. And we're going to play Trump saying, you don't ever talk about it, it doesn't exist, or you're not MAGA, you're low IQ, you're excommunicada. You are prosada non grata. You are exiled. You are bye-bye. Well, I think Melania said, I'm bye-bye. Like when I said to Trump yesterday, I've already been very critical of you and trying to salvage things, but thank you for delineating it very clearly that I'm not with the new guy that threatens to annihilate total civilizations in one day, never to return. Definition of genocide. I'm going to blow up all your water. I'm going to blow up all your energy so you starve to death on all your bridges. Sorry, didn't sign up for that. Didn't sign up for you to salute Mark Levin and say, there's the new American flag. Bow down to this guy. No, thank you. So this is a existential crisis, the very future of this country and the world. And spanking Trump got him back on course a little bit, but now he's double down and coming back at us out of frustration and using us as a distraction from his wife that looking at the tea leaves and the angles, she may not publicly divorce him, but everything I'm seeing looks like she just flew the coop because she knows what's coming. I think that's a safe bet. I think you all agree with me. It's not just gut level. It's thousands of data points. And I'm sad for Trump on that, but he bet on the wrong horse. He bet on the Israel blackmail. He played games with these people. And now they are hurtling the world towards total destruction. The intelligence agencies are against this. Almost the entire cabinet behind the scenes is against this. As I told you weeks ago, now it's come out. And Trump is freaking out and looking for a way out. Oop, there goes your wife now, bro. See what you did? So you want to try to distract onto me? Knock yourself out. Audience just got bigger. We'll educate these people. Because I'm here to stabilize the planet and have a human future. That's my goal. Not to be famous, not to be at Mar-a-Lago, not to wear tuxedos. Because I internally have my own worth, my own strength. I am confident. I don't need the trappings of power because I have the power of intellect that God gave me in the Holy Spirit. And everybody knows it. So, I will continue to chronicle what's happening. Here's the First Lady.
Good afternoon. The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence. My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a trivial note. I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at a New York City party in 1998. This initial encounter with my husband is documented in a detail in my book, Melania. The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfound and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth.
That's right.
Thank you.
Wow. So she just totally contradicted Trump. We're putting together like a 10-minute compilation of him saying, don't investigate it, you're dumb if you do, on and on and on. Here's just a short compilation. Here it is.
I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter.
And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
What did Trump call me yesterday? Low IQ. Because I've been attacking him for years. No, I haven't. Whenever you listen to liars, whenever you do things that I disagree with, I'm not in a cult. I say it. And I'm overwhelmed by how many bad things you started doing in the last 6-8 months. And now you want to blast your oldest, longest supporters ahead of the midterms, and your poll numbers just dropped even lower. And now the inflation's rolling in. And now more of the emails are coming out, even worse, of Bill Gates with Epstein talking about killing all the poor people. We got that coming up. I mean, what do you expect us to do? Just shut up about this? The damn emails are a treasure trove exposing the whole globalist system. The pedophilia is one small part of it. My Lord, it's the mother load. Makes WikiLeaks look tame. I'm supposed to shut up? No, I'm at war with the globalists. I'm Team Humanity, Trump, and it's you that got off that train. And now, you got a problem. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methamphetamine before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. We'll be right back. holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war. But more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAuctionStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I just mentioned a name, but a woman who I saw the other night on television just ripped some poor idiot apart. Megyn Kelly is here, and she's doing... Come up. Come up here, Megyn. By the way, I'm having a great time up here. Are you having a good time? Okay. Is he the greatest interviewer? Candace Owens, I watched her and I saw her coming. I said, you know, I'm pretty good at star power. I look at her, I say, that's a star. I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay. Right. And you definitely... have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems.
If you really love America, you should not love all your politicians, and actually you should probably dislike most of them. So for Trump to say that Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones are all just low IQ, and that's the reason that they're having this beef with him right now, when they helped to get him elected and tried to help three times to get him elected, is just, in my opinion... This is a low IQ take. This is a stupid take. He even says they had like failed careers and that's the reason that they started their own stuff. Bro, their own stuff is 2 to 3 times bigger, if not more, than anything they did when they worked for the mainstream system. I don't know who's whispering to this guy's ear, like freaking Grima Wormtongue from Lord of the Rings, but they're telling you wrong stuff, bro. Half of the people that I grew up with in this movement are not on Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin's team, okay? We aren't neocons. We aren't warhawks. We want America first. And if you make me choose between America first and MAGA, it's America first all day. That's what MAGA was supposed to be. You were just the best vessel for it, bro. Don't get it twisted.
Absolutely on target. Now, let me play you Sky Television reading the chilling email that Melania admits is real of her 1 year before she met Trump. We have a whole timeline from the New York Times back when it was accurate because Trump was basically a Democrat and popular, and they reported on all the different gossip about him. He's just a basic tabloid celebrity. He was a billionaire at that time. As everybody remembers watching on TV and reading the newspapers and People magazine, he was in the news every day. And so I talked to people that knew him, not just Roger Stone, who was his wingman in between divorces on double dates for 50-something years, but other. And we know Melania was a supermodel, and we know that she was involved in this stuff, but we investigated, and she, well, we know she didn't have sex with Epstein and you know, all the rest of it, but we knew they were holding that and dangling that, as I told you hundreds of times, when nobody else was, as one of the main things Trump was pissed off about. But when you hear this email, and I bet there's more, because people are still ferreting through them. So I'll let you search them 10 at a time. There's 3+ million. Imagine what else the Israelis have. Because Epstein was a super global gopher of the Rothschilds and a board member of the Trilateral Commission who was a stand-in for David Rockefeller. I didn't even realize how powerful he was. I thought he was just a super gopher. As these globalists got older, he became basically the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers in one. And it's incredible. And it's all in there. Israel groveling to him, British royalty groveling to him in the emails, Bill Gates groveling. So here she is talking about, oh, I had such a great time with you guys in Palm Springs, Florida. I had such a great time. Can't wait for you to take me there again. You're so amazing, Ghislaine. You're so beautiful. Now, this is the email that obviously the Israeli operatives and then the globalist operatives is the first one they put out. You know there's more. You know this is blackmail of Trump. A day before she went public, not telling Trump, he confirms that. They put it in the press. She gets pissed and gets ahead of it and says, stop the cover-up, have an investigation, it's real. Contradicting her husband, the President of the United States of America. And, of course, we know she's telling the truth because we got all the damn emails and witnesses. It's horrible. The pedophilia is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Cannibalism, murder, genetic engineering, cloning, wars, overthrowing governments. I mean, it's narcotics trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking on a mass scale. He ran the CIA Air Force out of Ohio, going back to George W. Herbert Walker Bush in 1991. He's 30 years old. He's on the Trilateral Commission board, the main board. He's running with Bill Barr, the super CIA officer, two-time attorney general, the CIA Evergreen Transportation Air America 2.0. I mean, it's all there. And I knew about a lot of it in his little air forces and the CIA, but I didn't know how big it was. Imagine what's in the emails they didn't release. 98%, the Justice Department says they didn't release. Only 3 million emails, only hundreds of thousands of photos, only thousands of videos. Imagine all the hundreds of hard drives, everything they're photographed by the FBI. So, again, Trump would never let somebody get something over on him. He would never go to Russia and St. Petersburg and be pissed on. A, he's a clean freak. I know the inside baseball. I know Trump's sexual proclivities, all of it. I've got all the sources. Bombshell females, whole nine yards. It leaked out in the news back in the 80s and 90s that he kept a townhouse to, you know, keep whoever his girlfriend was in out of the people that managed that for him. Trump got a little mad at him sometimes because they get into the cookie jar on his girlfriends. Trump sometimes had 4 or 5 girlfriends. And here's my message to Trump. Because all I can do is give you stream of consciousness to cover something like this. Because I don't have some aim. I don't have some goal. I don't have some Machiavellian plan. This is so big and so insane. I can just spill everything I know. And you can try to make of it what you will. But Trump would have up to three mistresses at a time in New York alone. And again, it's the same thing. 6 foot tall, bombshell, superpower women, totally intimidating. That it's not kids he's into. I know his M.O. That's my M.O. I want the full power, 1,000 horsepower woman. Some kid, absolutely zero attraction. Some 14-year-old girl. That's what Epstein liked, girls with braces. Ugh. When I was 14, I wasn't shooting for that. I was shooting for the college girls. I knew it wouldn't look good. So the point is that I've defended him because I know the truth. But all his buddies, a bunch of them were screwing kids. And now by extension, he's covered it up. And so he's just as guilty as they are at the end of the day. And I've been saying that for months, and he's pissed off at me. Sorry, bro, I ain't signing on to Howard Lutnick, living next door to him at 9/11. He lived at 9, Epstein 11. And Lutnick running the insider trading on 9/11 on United American, the billions of bucks. His employees all die, he doesn't die. That one day he didn't go and take his kid to school. just like Larry Silverstein, the owner of the building. They got double insurance on terrorism the month before. They won't even use to give me terrorism insurance. On and on and on and on and on. And then at the Epstein Island repeatedly and living next, oh, I didn't even know him. Oh, I went there once. He was creepy and that was it. And you're a liar. So we're not getting down in the sewage with you. And we love Kennedy. We love Gabber. We love the good you did. We love all this, but you made a big mistake. Now the Democrats love this because you're covering it all up. Well, 99% of it's them. Boy, they really manipulated you. And then you got the Israelis that are clearly blackmailing, and that's coming out now. And your wife's smart. She's like, well, I wasn't involved in this. I'm out. I asked a question on X, the post for this live feed. I said, is Melania leaving him? Well, she certainly just contradicted him for the first time ever in an unannounced press conference he didn't know about. He confirms. What's that sound like to you? When your wife is in the White House press conference, speech, in front of all the press, contradicting you bigger than Dallas. She's just hit the ejection seat, bro. She's like an F-18 pilot, and a missile just hit the plane. She's like, eject. So all you idiots attacking me, saying, you get Qatari money. It's articles. You're going to go to jail. Ain't seen the Qatari money yet? You think you can buy me? I'm going to talk about that later. A few months before they sued me in 2017, this big Republican law firm that I was using to get reports to Trump, he'd say, well, give me a report. Give me the facts. So this knock-knock, use this big law firm, the top Republican law firm. I'm not going to say the name. We'd like you to come meet with people that want to work with you and help you. Oh, this person's the head of a federal agency. This person's a such and such. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And you tend to think like the CIA is the top of it or the Pentagon. No. It's the FCC and the SEC and the State Department. That's the guys running it. Oh, we've got some officials here who'd like to meet with you. This is all off record. You agree? NDA, this is criminal. You're never, and I've had these meetings. They knew I'd met with Bilderberg group members and other globalists. So they said, yeah, I'll meet with you. As long as it's not criminal, I'll talk about it. But I'll be later. You'll talk about the details, but not the specifics. Okay, but by day two, got up to $50 million a year to join them and work for them. And they said, listen, we really like you. You're really smart. We love you. You get all this. Just like Rothkopf did years before at the Kissinger Group in front of my producer. That wasn't off record, so I can talk about it. He said, how would you like this? And have a seat at the table. And we won't do what you want all the time, but you'll be able to have input. That's how this works. You're going to be part of the council. You're going to be part of the superclass. Same speech Rothkopf gave me. And the richest man in the world at the time, they're like, well, this guy as well, he'd like to, $50 million. And I said, no. And they said, that's really not smart. You're about to be destroyed with lawsuits. And it was the CIA, FBI, we now know. And I said, I'm sorry. I just can't do it. So, okay. They said, all right, we respect that. Good luck. Then they start calling my family and confidants saying, hey, you should really, and without me knowing, come down and contact and meet with people in my circle trying to help me. So the idea that I have sold out for clicks So the media talks about me. There's nothing when I'm on every news channel. People see me and know who I am. Zombies watch that stuff. Zombies. I used to have Google alerts. I don't even do it anymore. And it would be like, the worst I ever saw was 36,000 articles one day. Now, that's APs in like every radio, TV station, newspaper. You know, so one AP would be like 25,000 articles, or Reuters would be 6,000-7,000. But hundreds of independent new articles a day. Sometimes I'd go to the TV channels. You remember seeing it, 2017, 2018. You know, I'd be on every channel, every news channel, because they saw me as the populace had to be destroyed, they didn't take the money. As a message to everybody else. And then I get to hear Trump say, I don't call him back, so he's mad at me. I could have him on my side if I wanted to, but I'm too busy with national and world affairs. Dude, you invited me to Mar-a-Lago and to the White House last year, and I said, oh, yeah, sure, okay. Oh, talk to this, okay, great, and didn't make the call. Didn't go. Because I don't want to sit there in a room with 20 people at dinner and have you pat me on the head and tell everybody how great I am. I really don't like that. I want victory over the globalist. I want to free humanity. That is what excites. I want war on tyranny. I have boiling blood. I'm a warrior. This is my mission. It's my pedigree. It's in my blood. Not being a sycophant in a king's court. I'm on the front lines, not in some sun king's court, seeing who can kiss ass the most and steal the most money. If I wanted that, I'd have had all that. I'm not Judas Iscariot. If you want to use a biblical example, I'm John the Baptist, heralding the global revolution and awakening. That's my, and even the left and the Rockefeller Foundation years ago, it was in Newsweek and stuff when it was big, and then even Rockefeller Foundation, they said, this guy's got to be stopped. Like 15 years ago, they go, he is like the John the Baptist of the Tea Party, radicalizing them. And when I read those reports later, not just in the news, but in, you know, Rockefeller Foundation stuff, it's public. And I was just like, I was so proud of that. I was like, oh my God. But that's how smart they are. They're smart. So I love all these lightweights, Johnny come lately, nobody's come along and say that I am on a Qatari payroll and need to be put in prison with no evidence. Before I was a Russian agent. Yeah, I could get on an airplane, go to Russia and say $50 million a year, and they'd put me in as a propaganda head, and I'd sit there. I can't do that. Yeah, no, I've had letterhead from Vladimir Putin signed. Full authorization, total maximum visa. I published it, showed everybody. I didn't go over there because I didn't want the potential people to say I was doing that. And I've had Israel and the Israeli government ask me to go to Israel for 20 years. All the same crap. I want to see Israel. I want to see Russia. Sorry, can't do it because of the way it looks. I'll just sit here in the wilderness and do what I do, while a bunch of lightweights that don't know anything and don't have the battle scars. By the way, I love my scars, both real and spiritual. They're memories. They're things I did. They're victories I had. Even my defeats were victories because I didn't give up. So Trump is done if he doesn't pull out quickly. His wife is leaving him. It's overwhelmingly clear. She just contradicted him in an unannounced press conference he didn't know about. Think of the magnitude of that, and I take no pleasure in that. And the left, Jones admits Trump was always bad and he was wrong. No, we got a lot of good done with him, and you guys are pure evil. So I have this paradox of I have to do the right thing with Trump and stop him going to nuclear war while I also look at you. Like World War Z, where the zombie, you know, they got the glass and the zombie's trying to get in. And I'm like in this room with crazy Trump, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, trying to put him in a straitjacket. And then up against the windows, a bunch of zombies scrabbling at it, trying to get in. You know, the armored windows. And I'm like looking at the zombies and I'm looking at him saying, stop, please, please. And then he, you know, punches me in the face and like his supporters, like gremlins, crawl up and start biting me. And Mark Levin's like, you know, politically stabbing me in the ass. And I'm just like, please stop. And the zombies are just scrabbling at the window right there, hundreds of them. And I'm just like, good God. And the inflation's going up. The recovery's going to fail. I mean, it's horrible. I'm just glad I didn't take the money and join these people because they're in worse trouble than the general public. And their whole plan is failing. And I've got all these clips. I got to do a compilation of all these Israeli officials, their head of intelligence, all of them giggling and laughing about nuking everybody, and they're about to nuke, and we got a nuke, and then all Trump's neocons nuke, and you look them up and you read their military statements. They've admit, oh, I don't understand the military, but I know we can do this. And the military's telling them, don't do this. There's something about someone that doesn't have the research, arrogantly shooting their mouth off, and the chutzpah that gets so far, and then they believe they're invincible, and you can just see them going over the edge of a cliff. With me, the more power I get, the more I'm scared to exercise it. These people, I don't just mean the Jews or Israel, but just in general, the more power they get, the more they think they're invincible. That's not how it works. You're driving a 1,000-horsepower car. I've had one. You better know what you're doing. And you're not just driving along slow with your fast car to look cool. You're going 250 miles an hour. And you may think you're in control. What happens when there's a buzzard in the road that doesn't get out of the way? It hits your windshield, you flip, and the car explodes and you're dead. What happens if a deer runs out in front of you? What happens if another car has a blowout while you're in the fast lane? See, there's all these variables you don't control. So you shouldn't drive 250 miles an hour on the highway or even the tollway because there's other people you could kill. You want to get on a racetrack and risk your life, go do it. But you guys are on a racetrack right now. And here's another thing. You got us in the car with you while you're driving 250 miles an hour down a major highway. And what happens when there's a wreck and all of a sudden the highway shuts down? Oh, you're gonna shoot around on the shoulder, huh? Oh, other people are going to take the shoulder too to go around. Now you just hit somebody in the ass at 200 miles an hour. Now you're all dead. That's the analogy, you dumb bastards. You're driving on a major highway at 250 miles an hour, and it's thrilling. The lampposts are going, because I'm the guy that, when I was younger, I've done it, and I repented of it, because I could have killed people. Don't do it anymore. But that's what you're doing. All that's got to happen is a cooler blows out of the back of a pickup truck or some junk out of a dump truck, and you go 250 miles an hour and you hit a little piece of wood, your car is going to fly off the road, folks. There's all these variables, and that's where we are. 250 miles, and Mark Levin's laughing. Woo! He's like in Dr. Strangelove when they drop the hydrogen bomb and the cowboy's on it going, woo! Woo! Going down, baby. But he doesn't. Slim Pickens knows he's about to die and he's doing it. Mark Levin don't even know he's going 250 miles an hour down the highway. I don't understand the military, but I just know we got to do it. Got to hit him with nukes. Yeah. Come on, bro. Do you know how a hydrogen bomb works? Bet you don't. Shouldn't talk about things you don't understand, sonny boy. Leave that to people that have the proclivity. Oh, we got to copy this. Low IQ. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm copying that. We already were having one, yeah. A picture of me saying low IQ. Let's stop right there. Let's go to Melania's creepy email. I wouldn't disagree. It's groveling. Like she's talking to her big sister, Elizabeth Maxwell, but oh, please, let me hang out with you again. This is what's under Trump's bonnet. Here's a clip.
She appeared to reference an email as well, an email that has been published that is part of the Epstein files that have been released over a period of time. It's an email, I believe, from October 2002, an email that she is alleged to have written to Ghislaine Maxwell, the partner of Jeffrey Epstein. It's an email in which she writes to Ghislaine, "Dear G, how are you? Nice story about JE in NY magazine. You look great on the picture. I know you're very busy flying all over the world. How was Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you're back in NY. Have a great time. Love, Melania." So says that email from 2002. Now, Melania Trump is saying in this extraordinary live statement from the White House that she is not associated with Jeffrey Epstein. She never has been. She never went on his aeroplane. He had no part in her being introduced to her future husband, President Donald Trump, essentially totally disassociating herself with Jeffrey Epstein. So a quite...
All right, we're going to start next hour. Roger Stone is... he thinks overall I've done a good job, but I've gone too far, and he's a little mad at me. And that's fine, because he's super confident Trump, 51 years. I love loyalty to a certain point. And we're going to unpack all this, because I still want him in the midterms. I don't know if we can get Trump out of what he's doing. Stop listening to the neocons. I know Roger's no fan of Mark Levin, actually hates him. But Roger Stone's coming up, and a bunch of clips and a bunch of news, and all the other stuff we're being distracted from right now. Benny Johnson is courageously, I love Benny Johnson. I understand his worldview. He wants to save America, and he's being pragmatic. But he came out and said, listen, they should ban Mark Levin and Netanyahu from the White House, because it's confirmed. I mean, he has incredible sources, because he's deep in the White House. Most of the White House is pissed. I talked to a lot of them. And it's come out in the news weeks after I told you that they're trying to end this and think the war is a terrible setup by Israel. He says, listen, Israel deliberately lied to Trump. They should be banned from the White House, the current administration of Israel. I agree. Good for many. So that's what it's going to take, is just putting the cards on the table. Briefly, I can't do this without you. I'm not funded by Qatar or Israel. I'm funded by you. The products are insanely good. This weekend, Sunday at midnight, it ends. Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue, energizes your cells, clean energy, no letdown, so good for your whole body. They're doing a, at cost, or loss leader, really, because they have to do customer service and stuff, $16.79 for Ultra Methylene Blue, ends Sunday at midnight. And it's one click in your profile, become a subscriber, cancel any time for free, but you lock in $16.79 in perpetuity if you like it. It has a 94% reorder rate. Nobody has that. Other supplements are 80+%. Most people have like a 20% reorder. That's how good it is. If you want to experience Ultra Methylene Blue, young, old, everybody should be on this. Get it now. Be a subscriber. Cancel anytime. One click. And just each month it sends it back out to you, or you can pick however many months you want. Locks it in at $16.79 a month. Cancel anytime for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's the limited edition InfoWars cooler bundle with a lot of cool sunglasses and goodies in it. Just $99, $199 value for VIP, $79.99. So everybody should be a VIP, $30 a month, $40 spend the store instantly, special deal, special offers, and lower prices on every product when you're a VIP. Buy anything, be a VIP. InfoWars Ultimate Portable Cooler is amazing. Rolling sale about to end on Ultra DNA Reliable Shilajit Capsules and more, 40% off. Take action now. These sales are ending Sunday at midnight central, thealexjonesstore.com, and help keep us on the air. Check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel when you're on the site as well, thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Crystal Balls 666. And I wonder how I became the number one insurance guy in the state. Told you folks, Satanists run it all. I told you those stories on air for 30 plus years. Growing up in the richest county in Texas at the time and trying to get recruited by a rich Satanist. Eyes wide shut, folks. Part of my education. I've been the Tom Cruise character, but not when I was some Harvard doctor. When I was 13, 14, 15. But I never partook of it. Literally, repeatedly left. And I just was like, when I was younger, I was like, God, why is this happening to me? Well, it's part of your education, son. Part of your education. And now I've been offered up on the mountain the money and the power to sell America out. And you know what I told them? Piss up a rope. Good Lord. Piss up a rope. But see, I knew stuff like this was evil. I still believed the propaganda and lies that abortion was legal and was just a blob of tissue and it wasn't really a kid if you caught it the first 6 weeks. So there I was saying, no, I'm not going to be part of your sex orgy, which I wasn't connecting with it. It was pedophilic because I was like 13, 14, 15, but technically it was. But when it came to killing my own kids, I was like, yeah, it's all right, $300. Pew. And I never really pressured the girls. They were always like, I'm pregnant. And there was one girl, didn't tell me she was pregnant, and all of a sudden her parents, she was a couple years older than me, she was like 16, I was like 14. She's like, oh, you know, come into town, see my family here in Dallas. She lived there with her parents, they had other family, and she had like older sister with kids and stuff. You like kids? You like baby strollers? You want to take care of kids? I'm like, no, not yet. And they're like, see? Look at her. And I know what's going on. And she had the abortion, got mad at me. You know, that's the thing. I didn't know about that until she had the abortion. Then they always hate you after they have it. I had this other incredible girlfriend when I was in college. And I was celibate. Well, it was college like a year. And I was celibate for about a year and a half. And God really hit me and said, stop, you know, being part of this when I was 18. But then I got this other girlfriend. And I was wearing condoms and stuff, but somehow it broke. Getting graphic here, but it's just biology. And she was just ultra gorgeous, Eastern European. And I saw her, and she goes, I can't see anymore. I just am too depressed. I'm too upset. And then she said, yeah, you got me pregnant. I had an abortion. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. You should have told me. We'd have got married. Yeah, right. And she was like, going to college, was top of her class, be a doctor, all this other stuff. She's probably listening right now. But, and I was like, okay, that is it. I'm going back to no dating for a while. And that's how I got on the air and all the stuff I did. But the only reason I tell that story is you get into Satanism is you think, oh my God, Satanists, people in hoods, all this stuff. Except they were in hoods and there's women open with the, you know, look like supermodels. And you think like, you see that, you go, oh, that's the devil. I'm not going to do that. But, $300 killed my kids. See, it's all how they shade it. It's all how they cover it up. It's all how they defend it. So all you out there pointing your fingers, you know, these evil people and stuff, it's good to do that. But just what have you done, though? Think about what you've done. And think about how you got tricked into it. Because that's really the thing. But, man, I look at my four children now, I would jump in a wood chipper to save them. I know you would as parents as well. And you just, those of you that have had abortions, I know, I see your testimonies all the time. It's like, how did you do that? How did you get tricked into that? But people that don't repent, they get more bitter and more hateful and love it. It's like a sacrament. And I feel so sorry for those people. But I'm sorry. I just want to talk about evil. I have to talk about how I'm evil as well. Because I'm not up here on some high horse. But I choose good. I choose God. And I choose to try to be the best person I can. And I'm not a coward. And I stand up against bullies and evil. And I'm not for sale. And I can feel it in my soul. God's forgiven me and loves me now. And God says, you have been a good... I can feel it now. God's like, you are a good servant. You are strong. You're a warrior for freedom. I love you. I forgive you. Well, thank you, God. And pass the ammunition.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and...
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in the stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hold nothing back. Show them what real power looks like. Drop the nuke, my king. Commit ground troops. Now is the time.
You have betrayed your own oath. You spoke of peace, yet now you lead them to war. The people who stood behind you now stand abandoned. This I will not allow.
Yes, my king, yes, let the unhinged tweets flow on X.
You must break your spell of foreign influence.
Well, my old friend Roger Stone joins us, but really older friends with President Trump, 51 years. He knows the inside baseball, and I know he's upset with me about the 25th Amendment comment. I was trying to get Trump's attention when we know he was getting bad advice about the war. You have all the Israel lobby and others calling for nuclear war. We have new clips of it, Israeli officials, and that statement about destroy a civilization forever, never to return. I'm glad Trump came off of that and said no nuclear weapons, and I really want this to succeed. I want Trump to succeed, and now that he's come out and attacked me, you know, obviously it becomes a tit for tat. I want to think about the Democrats, the midterms, how we salvage this, but we have Mark Levin and others, so I know you love, Roger, that's a joke, saying purges, take us off the air, we're all really Qatari agents, arrest us, is what they're saying. This is the new Russiagate. So to me, this is a real disaster, and I wanted to get you on, I appreciate you joining me, to try to navigate through this, because I've been nothing but persecuted for supporting Trump, just like you have, to an even greater extent than I, and that few people have been. So... You know, at one level, I'm like, fine, attack me. Maybe the left will stop attacking me. But that's not why I'm criticizing Trump. I already went through hell, all the lawsuits, the attacks, the thousands of articles. But then I also hate the left using my clips out of context. So it's very paradoxical. And so I just wanted to get your take on all of this. And tell your good friends with Tucker and I as well. We find out many times at dinner together with Tucker. How we somehow extricate out of this. And how somehow create kind of at least a truce or some kind of diplomacy. I was talking to Benny Johnson this morning. He's taking his 4-year-old on birthday party today, so he's getting off early. He's going to come on next week. You know, he's trying to be an intermediary here, but also saying Mark Levin and Netanyahu should be banned from the White House because they confirmed lied to Trump. I mean, weeks and weeks ago, I heard Susie Wiles was trying to stop the war, and that's now been confirmed, so good on her. So it's just a really amazing time. I mean, I could build this up forever. There's so many places to go, so many things to do, but I'm really not trying to take the bait and attack Trump just because I don't want to make it all about that, but it's kind of hard to do, too, when he's the very law firms that sued him, Paul Weiss and others, are the ones that sued me, and they did it because I supported Trump. And then now he even uses their tactics against me. I wonder if Mark Levin wrote this horrible screed. So that's a lot to say. You can go anywhere you want. I talked to you via text message yesterday. We haven't, you know, really scripted what we're going to get into. I know you're a little bit upset with me as well. So, you know, let me have it if you need to. But Roger Stone, thanks for being here.
Well, Alex, I'm delighted to be here. And you did promise me if I came on today, you'd let me talk. People need to know our history. We've been friends for a very long time. You and I met at the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination down on Dealey Plaza. After some time after that, you read my book. You told me how much you enjoyed it and how informative it was, my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. As a Texan, you knew a lot of this history. Then, as you know, I joined the InfoWars where Owen Schroyer and I hosted the War Room, until the name of that show was hijacked by Jeffrey Epstein accomplice and enabler Steve Bannon. I also credit you, frankly, and it's in my book, The Making the President 2016, because there's a lot of pressure on you to be for Ted Cruz as a fellow Texan. But after you met Donald Trump, and by the way, called you when you got married, you may remember, you were going through TSA, but you took the call. I credit that with the fact that when the establishment Republicans were laughing at Donald Trump, you were exposing Trump and his policies to the millions of people in your audience. So I think it is unfair to say you had nothing to do with his rise. You were with him in 2016. You were with him in 2020. You were with him in 2024. And God knows you have paid a price for it, as have I, as has General Flynn, as has the January 6ers. But I think you played a crucial role in the exposure of Hillary Clinton. There have been times when both of us have had some criticism. I love the man. I would not be alive for him today, but for him. I candidly admit that because he knew that I was being squeezed, not because I did something wrong, but they destroyed my life. I lost my home, my car, my savings, my insurance, my ability to travel freely without being threatened in the streets, all because I wouldn't testify falsely against Donald Trump. In your case, they bankrupted you. They tried to destroy you. They tried to cancel you. But that said, I want to go through the record of this president and then come back to your question about the 25th Amendment. I mean, this is a president who first and foremost has rebuilt our military strength. But more importantly, he stripped the DEI philosophy out of the military so that the military cannot be weaponized against the American people in the case of a future constitutional crisis. Secondarily, despite enormous pressure from establishment Republicans, he pardoned all those people victimized by on January 6th, where, trust me, they tried to frame you and I in that as well. If you go through the two terms, it is extraordinary. He ended the war on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, where Joe Biden was trying to say, well, Bitcoin, those are securities. And if you sell them, we're going to put you in jail for the rest of your life. So he has turbocharged the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency industries. He's outlawed men playing in women's sports. He's cracked down now with J.D. Vance, a very good man, on the millions of dollars that fraud in federal programs and the weaponization of our federal tax dollars through USAID and color revolutions and other political schemes. He gave us in his first term the largest federal tax cut in American history, and he renewed that tax cut in his historic second
term.
And
a much better Supreme Court, and 96% shut down on the border, and tried to stop war in Russia, and got $20 trillion investment in the U.S., on.
But I think it's important to go through this record. 200 federal judges who are conservative, and they're young. They're going to be on the bench for a long time. He allowed us to overturn Roe v. Wade. You and I are both pro-life. This is a gigantic accomplishment that no one could have foreseen. He passed the Tax Cuts and Job Act in 2017. He reduced business regulations across the board. He pulled us out of the World Health Organization. He got our NATO partners to pay their fair share, finally. It sure looks to me like we're pulling out of NATO, which has outlived its uselessness. He renegotiated NAFTA. He defeated the ISIS territorial caliphate. We got the Abraham Accords, in which we made better relationships with all of our Arab allies, take a harder line against radical Islam. He promoted religious liberty abroad. Made NATO, as I say, made our NATO partners pay their fair share. And going all the way back to 1988, Alex, when I went to New Hampshire with him, he said, you know, when it comes to these trade deals, we send our social workers, they send, you know, their best and their brightest. So we're now bringing in billions of dollars.
Roger, there's no doubt that I supported Trump because of this. The left saying, oh, you admit the whole time it was bad and you were wrong. No, it's night and day. We're concerned. Elon leaves 8 months ago. We're told the Epstein case, you know, is a hoax. Don't look into it. We never saw any connections to him. And you were there. You know there wasn't. You both in Palm Beach and New York as his confidant, as wingman when he was in divorce, as double dating. It's on record. The articles back then in the 90s, the New York Times, 80s. And people start getting concerned. Then he says, all of you guys, you know, that are anti-war, you're not MAGA, but Mark Levin, the never Trumper, and Ben Shapiro, the never Trumper, and Netanyahu, that called the first world leader to congratulate Biden when he stole the election 2020. That's why people are getting pissed off. I mean, I don't think, you know, I know I'm not coming out for Qatari money, and I don't think the other people he's attacking are, you know, because that's the new thing. The neocons are saying, arrest us, we're Qatari agents. It's the new Russiagate.
Look, that looks absurd. He closed the border. Joe Biden probably let 38 illegals into the country. How many were terrorists? How many were illegal criminals? Well, others say larger. Who knows?
Well, no, they say 12 million, the official number under him. The Border Patrol really says probably 24, 25. If you count Obama before, yeah, it's 40-something million.
Pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords. I remember that very specifically.
Killing the global carbon tax saved civilization.
And in 2016, he campaigned on...
But people are going to say, I'm back on the Trump train. No, I never got off of the good things he did. I got upset about the change in course and being demonized for it. As Lord Monckton's actuary show, 2 billion people would starve to death in the next 10 years if they did the carbon cuts they're talking about. That alone is incredible.
But Alex, let's go through the war now, because that's important, you see. Everybody was certain that he would be goaded into World War III, the Bushies, the Cheneys, the Laura Loomers, trying to goad him into World War III. He didn't do that, did he? That he scared the crap out of them is what he did. And they folded. He didn't fold. They folded. They're the ones who sent us a new peace proposal. That's called peace through strength. Those are the policies of Eisenhower, Reagan, and Donald Trump. Those are not the policies of the Bushes and the Cheneys. And the Obamas and the Clintons.
So you're saying the total destruction of civilization thing was basically just rhetoric.
Well, but I said this at the time, and I thought it was pretty kind. It was irresponsible rhetoric. The idea that we would remove this president, given this incredible record. And the important thing is, by the way, I'm an anti-interventionist just like you. Before Donald Trump, the last vote I cast in Republican presidential primary was for Ron Paul in the Florida primary. I don't like war. I don't like endless foreign war, but that's not what we have. What we have here is peace through strength. No boots on the ground, not tens or twenties or 30,000s of American casualties, no giant contracts for Halliburton or General Dynamics or any of the rest of these. This is the greatest president of my lifetime. And when he's in the middle of a war, and yes, there are certain internationally and try to goad him to war, but he didn't take the bait. He scared the hell out of him, but then he gave peace a chance. It's what he's doing now. Now, he has made it very clear that if they don't open the Straits of Hormuz, they're going to find out what Donald Trump is really like, because he is one tough son of a bitch. So he's given them a second chance, but if they try to screw him, it's not going to work. He has said since 1988, when he and I were in New Hampshire together, he would never let Iran have a national, have a nuclear device. The intelligence indicated they were closer than we thought. They bragged at the table that they had enough enriched uranium.
They said they're going to have a nuke in a week. That's the Iranian government. So let me ask you this. I don't want to give Larry Loomer any attention, who we both know well. He's really gone sideways. But let's talk about the danger of the Israel lobby or the Loomer lobby, and why they have, you know, Trump's here like Gormer Wormtongue from Lord of the Rings. You told me this, and I couldn't say it. You know, talk to him all the time. You told me, so, but just don't say it's for me, you know. But that Trump called you not this Monday, but last Monday, and said, I fired Gabbard, and you explain. And then you learned it was Loomer telling him that she was about to quit and his enemy, which none of that was true, and that she was actually his best friend, and then he understood that. But that's what I'm talking about. Mark Levin, Laura Loomer. Mark Levin's trying to convince me to use nuclear weapons. What is wrong with these people? I know you've gone to war with her, rightfully so, and I get you're mad about me, the 25th Amendment. Maybe I went too far. My point is on her, though, the fact that you've got to run around doing damage control, and thank God Trump called you to explain that she's his biggest ally and actually does what she says. This is a menace. Why do these Israel First people have so much influence?
It is a very great concern. In this particular case, just to walk through exactly what happened, first of all, I think what Joe Kent did was reprehensible. To say in your confirmation hearings that you're concerned about Iran having a nuclear device, and then only months later say you're resigning because the president is taking actions to stop Iran from having a nuclear device, that is dishonest and not honorable. That's not how it works. Tulsi Gabbard, contrary to what Looney Loomer says, she never betrayed Donald Trump. She never undercut him. What she said in her testimony was, my job is to give him the best intelligence that I can. His job is to make a decision, and then my job is to support that decision, and that is what she has done. And all of the neocons were jubilant. World War III, it was just like Dr. Strangelove, man. We were headed to nuclear war, but guess what? Donald Trump took the off-ramp when he saw a chance for peace. So they turned out to completely wrong. This is why the Levins and the Loomers and the Cheneys and the Bushes, this is why they're so upset. He is the man we thought he was. He's not. He doesn't like war. He doesn't want war. But they've killed Americans. They had no intention to stop.
No, I understand. But let's go back to Loomer, because you're one of my big sources. I have others. And
this is very clear. You know, when you were a kid and you heard through the grapevine your girlfriend was going to break up with you, so you broke up with her preemptively so she couldn't say she broke up with you. That's what Loomer tried to do here. She posted something online. It was the tell. Big mistake. Don't mess with the OG. And she says, Tulsi Gabbard is either going to resign or be terminated imminently. Something along those lines. I knew this not to be true. I spoke to the president. The president asked me, pardon me, still getting over a cold. President asked me whether Tulsi Gabbard was about to resign. I said, absolutely not. Why would she resign? And he said, well, do you think I should terminate her? I said, why would you terminate her? She has served you loyally. Her job is to give you the best intelligence, and you make the decision. And she has supported that decision. So I think Laura set this up. Unfortunately, the president reached out to me, and I reassured him that this was not the case. Now, pardon me. Diversity in your administration is a good thing. The president should hear all points of view and then make a decision. But when he makes
Roger,
that
take
decision,
a drink of water, because you're not telling it all, which I get you don't give everything out, but I got a lot of great intel from you when you're hearing these stories, folks. You know, this is one of the guys trying to help for the Trump's perspective, which I overall want to succeed. Because even if I'm getting more and more sour to Trump, I still don't want him to fail on the good things he's been doing. So the point is, that's the kind of mischief that she's up to. She's now bragging that she sent the clips to Trump as if we're doing all this in secret and tattled on us, and that she's going to, quote, politically stab us directly in, you know, front, not stab us in the back, stab us right in the heart. And she got the president to come out with this ridiculous, don't you agree? Just be honest. This was not healthy for Trump to come out and attack everybody. Obviously, it only makes me bigger. It's almost a gift, but I don't want that. I need him to succeed. This is very destructive of the midterms to attack Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and some of the most other popular people saying we're low IQ idiots while he is literally has Mark Levin sitting in his lap and Laura Loomer, sitting on his shoulder like a demonic parrot.
She wishes. First of all, if you read my book, Stone's Rules, with a great introduction by Tucker Carlson, you know, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. Alex, yes, it just probably makes your brand bigger, but you need to get back on the Trump train fully. Or we could have Kamala Harris if you think that would have been preferable. I personally
Roger,
do not.
I get all of that. My point is that the war is extremely unpopular and also the inflation's exploding, just like all the economists said. And you know, we had a narrow window. His economic plan was great. If we have inflation, which oil and gas and fertilizer is the base of, then that derails his plan. That's why Larry Fink's so happy. Larry Fink wants regime change.
I think we recognize that. But I think this will be over faster than people think it will be,
Better be. Number one.
Number two, I think oil prices will head back down. People like John Catsimatidis, who is 40 years in the oil business, had a great piece the other day. I totally agree with that. I do think that Scott Bessent, the Secretary of Treasury, among his very best appointments, Bill Pulte over at Federal Housing and Finance, trying to hold Letitia James and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, whose campaign will be blowing up today, by the way, accountable so that they have to obey the same rules that we do.
No, I agree with you. How do we get back to focusing? How do we get back to focusing on the Democrats and the evil they're doing instead of obsessing over Trump all day? And I'm just saying,
I agree with that. I'll give you one example. I want to know how Maxine Waters continues to vote when she hasn't set foot in the U.S. Capitol in a year. How's that possible? And Mike Johnson yesterday called her out. We're going to change that rule. You want to vote? You need to be there, not back in your mansion in California, your multi-million-dollar mansion, which isn't even the district in which you live in. How about that
Let me give you a newsflash, Roger, and I know you know this. No prosecutions or the few that haven't got dropped. Todd Blanche, I want to come back and talk about him. I know you know the inside baseball better than I do, but you've held your tongue. Can we talk about Todd Blanche a little bit here?
Yes, we can talk absolutely about the need for justice and accountability. I think it's vitally important. If we're going to win the midterm elections, we have to have two things. And the president believes this deeply. We have to have accountability for those who are involved in the Russian collusion hoax.
And election integrity.
I was coming to that. We have to have accountability for those who are involved in the seditious conspiracy that began in the Oval Office under Barack Obama, continued through the phony Russia hoax. Two totally phony impeachments, one of them designed to cover up for Joe Biden and his epic corruption, the theft of the 2020 election. But Alex, the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, he could have declassified the documents that Tulsi Gabbard had the courage to declassify that prove this was a hoax in our first term, but he did not do so for some reason. So yes, nobody other than maybe General Flynn, who I love, wants accountability and justice more than I do. For what they did to you, for what they did to me, but more importantly, for what they did to Donald Trump and his family. And then trying to smear Melania yesterday. Outrageous. The most cultured, beautiful, kind, thoughtful, stylish, first lady in American history. To smear her. It is beneath contempt. I will say this all, Alex. No one has defended him more on the Epstein hoax than you have. He threw Epstein out in the street like a dog in 2004. It's the Clintons who were in bed with Epstein. It was the Clintons who were partying with him. It was the Clintons who went to the island. It was the Clintons who were on his plane. It was the Clintons who were taking his funding.
I know, Roger, and I did an investigation, and when you first came to get me to get on board with Trump, you brought this up, showed me the documents. I checked it all. It's true, because you knew what their attack would be. It's all recycled crap. How many times have I said they're going to try to tie Melania, claiming she was a hooker to Epstein, and claim he was with her? And you've agreed, we're on record, now that's out, that they're trying, Wolf and all the same characters are doing that now, to where she had to have a press conference yesterday. Let's talk about that when we come back. And it's all been vetted, it's all been looked at, it's not true. But now we know why Trump's so pissed and just says move on. because he knows they put those Easter eggs in there, those little bombs, those little poison pills. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade, take starting medicine kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
AlexJones.com. Roger Stone. So, Roger, Trump says he didn't know that Melania was going to have that press conference. You got that author, Wolf, that was super confidant. Only other person with more emails with him is your buddy, Steve Bannon. He comes out a day before and says, oh, yeah, it's in this other publisher's book that she was having sex with Epstein a year before. We saw that 10 years ago. This is recycled. It was disproven then. It's like the Jane, you know, the Jane Does. And so, but that still induced her to come out and not tell the president and say, no, Epstein's real, it should be investigated, which contradicts him saying it's a Democrat hoax, move on. We know he's not nuanced. He means targeting him's a hoax. But that mishandling, you know, later he clarified, no, it's the Clintons, it's the Democrats. But then when he's asked again a month later, he goes back to, I don't want to hear it, it's all a scam. Obviously, I've never seen any real evidence of that, but the way it all looks, Howard Lutnick lying about going to the island, this is what really scared MAGA, because he's supposed to be the anti-establishment guy. MAGA is very purist. We're not like Democrats that back evil. I don't think Trump's involved. I never saw any evidence. You were his wingman, double dating during divorces. You know that. So I believe it. I've never seen any real evidence. The Democrats would have already used it. But this Melania thing is a big deal. I mean, is she getting ready to hightail it like Melinda Gates did with Bill Gates, or what's happening?
No, not at all. But I think she's just sick and tired of the smears against her husband. She has stood by while they tried to keep him off the ballot. She stood by him when they tried to break him financially. She stood by while they tried to put him in jail. I think she's had, and she knows the story here. It is the Clintons in bed with Epstein right to the very end. Hillary says, oh, Bill was on the plane a few times for charity. I never met Charity, never seen a picture, but 27 times is more than a few times. They're up to the ass with the Epstein. The Tara Maar Foundation, completely funded by the Clinton Foundation, headed by Ghislaine Maxwell, was a grooming pool supposed to be an environmental, was a grooming pool for young women. So, yeah, let's talk about Epstein. Larry Summers, the Treasury Secretary, George Mitchell, the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, former Governor Bill Richardson. There are a lot of politicians on the island. I don't know one Republican politician who's on the island. And by the way, if anyone out there, anyone wants to come forward with their real name and their address and say, Roger Stone was seen on the island, we saw he assaulted a small boy, we saw his Nixon tattoo, please, please say that for the record, because I will sue you and I need the money.
Big picture, I don't just believe all the polls, but a wide index of polls that are generally pretty accurate, like Rasmussen, show Trump at his lowest level ever from an all-time high of 56 points in general just 8 months ago. Clearly, we got a problem with the midterms, and people can be mad at Trump all day long. It's not me getting back on the Trump train. I was, you know, not on or off. I've been promoting Trump. He got a lot of good stuff done. I want to see him get back on track. I just promote issues, but how do we not just sit back and let the Democrats, because the election fraud's still there too on top of it, but also a lot of public support because of the war and also the, you know, inflation draining. What is your advice to the president right now live on air, what he should do right now?
Well, I think there's several things he needs to do. First of all, we need to have accountability and justice in the entire seditious conspiracy designed to take down Donald Trump. Now, Pam Bondi took the fall for that. We have a new acting attorney general, Todd Blanche. So it's now on his plate. These crimes can be charged in the Southern District of Florida. Jason Cornes, who's the U.S. attorney there, he's a good man. He can charge these charges. We've heard that there are subpoenas out to John Brennan and to James Comey. But it didn't take them very long to frame me or Manafort or Flynn or you for that matter. So I'm not sure why this is taking so long.
And I'm glad you brought me back to the question before the break. Todd Blanche, acting attorney general, Pam Bondi out. Of the two, I say he's far worse. He was just wearing an empty suit. And then who do we need as the real attorney general and as the deputy attorney general? I mean, that's a big deal. So just your take on Todd Blanche.
Well, it's going to be interesting. If Trump appoints a new attorney general, which he's going to do, we presume, well, then he's going to need 60 votes because the Democrats will filibuster that nomination. If they don't filibuster, if he appoints Todd Blanche and they don't filibuster Todd Blanche's nomination, and it only takes 51 votes, then I would say that that's a bit of a tell. However, I'm not going to make a judgment here. I was disappointed when he unnecessarily publicly castrated Ed Martin. Ed Martin's a very good man, been a good friend of mine all the way back to the Reagan days. We worked together for Ronald Reagan, but he had no authority. He couldn't open an investigation. He couldn't convene a grand jury. He couldn't charge anyone. All he could do is investigate, in essence, and he did that. So we need to have accountability and justice. It's not a two-tier justice system. I don't care what these jackasses, Peter
Baker. And that's why people are so pissed. So let me tie it to this. We can't get the SAVE Act for election integrity voter ID. Blanche killed the auto pen stuff the chief of staff admitting it was all a fraud, open and shut case. He's killed the investigations into me, the FBI, CIA running the fake trials against me. So my point is that with Thune and the rest of it, none of Trump's agenda at that level is getting through. What the president, instead of attacking me and Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, let's say we're the worst people ever, he should be spending his time on Thune and people like that.
He was attacking them only this morning. He was attacking the Republican senators only this morning for their refusal to do away with the filibuster. Only this morning. You can see it all over X. So believe me, the president gets it. It's time for the filibuster to go. And if the Democrats should ever get control of the Senate again, they'll do away with it to pack the Supreme Court within seconds.
They've said they will. So why don't we do it? It's time to break the glass and get the
Because we need the votes. You want to talk to Lisa Murkowski? You want me to do it? I mean, please give me a break. You want to line up Susan Collins or who's going to do that? Although I think she's better than some of the rest of them. I kind of wonder where my own senator, Ashley Moody, she's an appointee by Ron DeSantis. Where does she stand on the filibuster? I haven't heard that. I'm very curious about that. Time for the filibuster to go so we can codify,
What do we do to get that done?
We keep the pressure on. We keep the pressure on. And then I also think we ought to address the other half of your question, which is election integrity. Okay. So we raided the Fulton County Election Board warehouse. That's great.
Tulsi Gabbard again. Yep.
Huge credit.
Why doesn't Trump make her the attorney general?
Well, first of all, she's not an attorney.
I know, but you don't need to be.
No, but she's a director. She's in the right job right now, and she's going to have a much bigger job than this down the road, I predict. But in all honesty.
Oh, the presidency?
Hold on, first,
what's the job she's going to have down the road?
She's going to be your first woman president. Maybe not 2028, but someday I predict to you that she's going to be your first woman president.
Like when Reagan met Trump, he said, I felt like I was talking to the president. He could pick up the future thing. I agree. She has this gleam or something going on there.
And if you saw her last night shredding Anthony Fauci, who she's now investigating for crimes against humanity, in an incredible interview, I think it was actually with Megyn Kelly. I'm not sure about that. But she has a great, great future. She's one of the stars of this.
Yeah, it's not that women can't be president. Don't put retards like Kamala in there. Tulsi Gabbard is smart, passionate. Full of courage, beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Combat veteran and very, very principled. I remember back during her confirmation when it was very, very tight. And by the way, J.D. Vance gets a lot of credit for working behind the scenes for all these great confirmations, Bobby Kennedy, and Tulsi Gabbard and others. But I got a call from somebody at the White House. I'm not going to name a name and say, well, we got a problem. This one senator, you know, he says he won't vote for her unless she recants her comments about Edward Snowden deserving a pardon. Would you talk to her? I said, no, I will not talk to her because there's no point in talking to her because she's a woman of principle and she will not change her position just to get a federal position. So he can vote for her. He cannot vote for her, but she's not going to change her position on something which she deeply believes. Happen to agree with her about that. So I think that there are some stars in this cabinet, but turning around an ocean liner takes time. The big pharma lobby is among the most powerful lobbies in Washington. Robert Kennedy's up against it. He's a good man with a huge amount of courage. But they've tried in every way possible to derail health freedom in this country. Still redid the childhood vaccination schedule. An incredible accomplishment. Still getting all the crap, the toxins, the chemicals out of our food.
Here's the deal. Here's the reality. Yes, a lot of Trump supporters are mad. They want him to take action. They want to see the prosecutions. They want to see the Epstein stuff. They want to see all this. They want to get instant gratification, not on that. That should already have happened. But on the economy, though, it was turning around. Now with the inflation going up, which we warned that it may be derailed now, which we said was terrible. Israel was thinking one-dimensionally. But I agree with you that whereas I am more critical of Trump trying to get back on track, I am certainly not joining the Democrats promoting their agenda. So just in closing, back to it. What do we do to end this MAGA civil war headed up and it was started by Levin and Shapiro 6 months ago, hammering and Loomer? So destructive, so stupid. I mean, you're already in control of the president, dumbasses. Why try to run around and silence your critics when you already have control? This is just so stupid. How do we stop this destructive civil war? I think I think Trump should put an olive branch out.
Alex, a rising boat, lifts all boats. Let Scott Bessent and Bill Pulte and the economic team get us the interest rate cuts that we should have today based on the inflation rate and the unemployment rate. And you'll see a housing boom in this country. Get the Strait of Hormuz open. The brilliance of getting the Venezuelan and Iranian oil away from the Chinese, this is strategic brilliance. This is the kind of foreign policy.
It was down to like 5% of what was flowing 10 years ago. Now they've put it up to capacity in just a few months. Now Chevron is flooding the zone with oil, and the majority of money is being given to the Venezuelan people.
And the Chinese cannot get cheap oil. They can get oil, but they can't get cheap oil.
And neither can Cuba. No, I supported that regime change.
This is
first regime change I ever supported in 32 years. I did support that.
And Marco Rubio's got the heat on the brutal regime in Cuba, and in Honduras. We wiped out the commies there.
You're an expert on Cuba, married into the Cuban exile community, and they're in Miami. What is the word on Cuba? They're finally having negotiations. They have major uprisings. Are we about to see the fall of that regime?
Well, I think that might be a little legitimate. That may be a little optimistic given their history. They have a tendency to say anything you want to hear for the short term, hoping they can wait Trump out. Maybe the Democrats win the midterms. Maybe we get a Democrat president and they can go back to brutalizing their own people. But I'll tell you, Marco Rubio's committed to a free Cuba. I think we're going to get there because they don't have any food, Alex. They don't have any rubber tires. They don't have any gasoline. They don't have any oil. Why? Because Donald Trump is turning the screws on them. Now, I remember when he and I went to the Bay of Pigs Museum back in 2000, and he committed himself then to a free Cuba. So Congresswoman Ileana Rosz-Layton was with us that day, a great anti-communist. Now you've got a Miami congresswoman who wants amnesty for illegals. What the hell's that about?
Incredible, Roger. Anything else you want to add here? As millions and millions are watching, they're so interested to hear what you have to say. I want to be optimistic. I could have made this into a big tit for tat and just gone crazy against Trump and, you know, did a bunch of dunking on him. I mean, can you imagine? I want to attack his weak spots. So I know how to do it. And I just hope he doesn't turn Todd Blanche loose on me because I know General Flynn months ago.
Todd Blanche could emerge as one of the great heroes of all time. All he's got to do here is prosecute the Russian collusion hoaxers, prosecute those involved in seditious conspiracy, prosecute those involved in election fraud. When they raided the Fulton County warehouse, when they made the raids in Maricopa, that was referred specifically to a Missouri prosecutor. Tell that prosecutor to proceed. Tell the prosecutor in the south of Florida to proceed. It's time for indictments. Todd Blanche could emerge as one of the great heroes of this administration. I'm waiting. We're all waiting. He is an able lawyer. He knows what the president wants done. No, it's not about retaliation and revenge. It is about justice and accountability. And these people either are going to be held accountable, and they're not held accountable, then this is all going to happen again. When Hakeem Jeffries, who's a little weasel, starts threatening us, if you come after us for having broken the law, when we get back in, we're going to go after you. Go after us. You have already gone after us. You tried to destroy me. You just tried to destroy Alex Jones. You tried to destroy General Flynn. You tried to destroy Paul Manafort.
And by the way, you tried to destroy
Donald Trump and his family.
Mark Levin, when I had Michael Savage on a few days ago, he reminded me. I remember the time Mark Levin supported Michael Savage being banned from the UK because he criticized Muslims. He supported you being put in jail. He was a never-Trumper.
No, that's not fair. Mark Levin criticized me. He accused me of using Nixonian tactics on behalf of Donald Trump. He was upset with me. I had to remind him if there was no Nixon, there would be no Israel today. Israel would not exist today but for Richard M. Nixon saving them in the Yom Kippur War. But I will say this. When I was being victimized, he stood as a lawyer, and he's a very smart guy. Don't think Mark Levin is a dumb guy just because we disagree with him. He stood very tall against the weaponization against me and not the outrageousness against me.
I believe because it was your own case, but from my memory, he supported the censorship in general.
He supported Ted Cruz, and then he ultimately came over despite his reservations about me being a Nixonite. And I, by the way, I don't forget people who stood with me. So when the crunch was really there, despite the fact that I had many, many, many disagreements with him, he did stand tall for me when I was fighting for my life, and I don't forget that. But Alex, so did you. So did Tucker Carlson. I don't just forget those things, despite the fact that we may have some disagreements.
What do you make of Mark Levin saying we need to do the same thing to Iran when you do Japan? You know what that means.
Well, it depends on if they are threatening us with a nuclear device. He's right. I don't know whether they are because I don't have that intelligence. I don't know how far down the road they are. But I prefer peace over war, but they cannot have enriched uranium, and Donald Trump's not going to let them have enriched uranium. Which is the whole key to this.
StoneZone.com. Find all your great work there, your books, everything else. The producer wants to talk to you real quick, so don't hang up. We love you. Thank you.
All right. Great to be with you, Alex. Undefeated and still the champion.
Thank you, brother. I know what the headlines will be by the influencers and talk show hosts that are just totally against Trump. It'll be Jones one day after being savaged by Trump glazes Trump. No, I'm trying to be balanced here. And I'm trying to look at all the pieces, okay? I'm going to get into Trump coming up before our next guest comes on and just look at what he actually did and why I think it's so terrible. And this whole neocon invasion controlling our country, Israel trying to control our country. But it's good that Roger is staying close to the president because he has a lot of influence to keep Tulsi in there and other people, believe me. I get so much from Roger and others. Roger's just one of five people I've got very close to the president to talk to him who are very concerned and you know, give me a lot of intel that you hear about here on the show. So Roger is a very good agent for America and for freedom, and we appreciate him. And so it's good to have a Trump acolyte on to be able to hear that, and I'm not obviously going to crap all over the president while we're having that discussion. I want Trump to pull out of this and succeed. But that's not on the Trump train, off the Trump train. That sit back, just real politic thinking, what can we still get that's good out of this guy? But it doesn't look good. Now, speaking of not looking good, I'm going to get to Jonathan Pollard, the Mark Levin is the 2.0 of. But here's a clip of me in June 2025. 10 months ago, I predicted this would happen and the war with Iran would destroy Trump's base. This clip is so incredible. When I saw it last night on X, and I had the crew check, it is from then. I was like, I thought, this is brand new. The prediction's so good that I was like, is that really old? And I remember saying it, but here's the clip. I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populists or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You can agree with your wife or your husband about, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. and Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it, and the big tankers are deployed, and the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources, so does Tucker, so does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. In just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And they were ready to hit then, but backed off, which was smart. And 41 days ago, Trump backed off, or 43 days ago, a few days before, and Israel hit to drag us in. That's all confirmed. And the White House, the majority of the crew and the cabinet agrees with me. I've had people call me high level from the White House. Yeah, I can give you Roger as a source now, and he confirmed everything I told you first. I'm not going to tell you the other sources. Like what I told you 6 days after Kirk was killed, September 10th, that there was a meeting with Cash Patel and everybody, and he was screaming at Tulsi Gabbard and said, you're not looking at foreign accomplices. Came out months later, as I told you. I can tell you, I told you weeks before, that Chief of Staff's upset, and now she's publicly saying, stop the war. Like, the good news is, the people in the White House, by and large, agree with me. Like, Benny Johnson's huge dialed into the White House. They love him. And you notice he came out and said, Israel lied to Trump to get us into this war, and Netanyahu and Zelensky should be banned from the White House. I love Benny Johnson. They say, oh, he's a shill. He's a, you know, he rides Trump's pee-pee and all this stuff. No, he doesn't. I get his view. He's very optimistic. He wants to save the country. Obviously, Trump's way better than the Democrats. He's trying to get good things done. But me, when Trump starts saying total annihilation into civilization, I have to, like, put the brakes on and just go crazy to get Trump's attention and notice Trump pulled back. That was why I did it. Not for clicks. I've already been through the gauntlet for Trump. But I have to do what's right. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with all these top Israelis calling for nuclear war. But I told you about Benny Johnson. There's so much coming up. But before we do that, I need your support. I am funded by you. We have the very best products you're going to find anywhere at thealexjonesstore.com. And when InfoWars shuts down, it looks like it's going to be May 30th. And I haven't been so busy on this, I haven't got into that. It's a huge deal. We're continuing on the Alex Jones Network. You'll find all that at Real Alex Jones on X and the new websites and everything. I don't own the Alex Jones store. Bigley does. They own the new network. That's how we're going to stay on air. That's our main sponsor. So the products work great, but plus it's to keep us on air. I know we've survived a lot, but now we're going to continue to survive and thrive, but we need your support. There's a huge sale that ends Sunday night at midnight. That's ultramethylene blue, the best methylene blue out there. That costs $16.99. It's so good. We want you to try it. We know you'll be hooked because it's so good. All you got to become is a subscriber, canceling time for free, and it locks in $16.99 forever as long as you stay subscribed. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, all the new t-shirts and more are in. Stay with us.
I've been an OFO for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Straight coverage of America trying to save the country, and he's not a troublemaker. He doesn't do stunts for publicity. He doesn't create infighting, but he came out the full interview I posted, reposted on X, a few breakdown, that it is the Israel lobby trying to take over the country, and he's not anti-Israel, but he's anti any group trying to take over. They see the power vacuum in America. Democrats falling apart, and he said that Netanyahu, but also Zelensky's been lying about stuff and giving fake information to the White House, should be banned. Meanwhile, MAGA influencers are salivating over jailing each other. It's the neocons for months saying, we're all Qatari agents, arrest us. And now they're attacking Benny Johnson. Just, you're out of control. Okay? Benny Johnson doesn't work for Qatar, dumbass. Neither do I. I've sworn an oath publicly, not in the military, publicly to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I've been doing this for 32 years. I didn't fall off some turnip truck. You go watch something I said 30 years ago, it's the same as what I said today. In fact, that went viral. I meant to send it to you. Rex made a nice thing about me, like a little three-minute thing that's just like tens of millions of views, trended top of X yesterday, just a consistency, you know, of me in the 90s. Only thing Rex got wrong was he said, my dad's been doing this since 97. InfoWars got registered in 97. I've been on the air since April 15th, 1994. Rex was just a twinkle in my eye back then. He's been around since 2002. Let's go ahead and go to Benny Johnson. Here it is.
On behalf of other nations, certainly don't want some other nation to walk into our White House and to lie about an operation to our president. And that's what happened. That's what Israel did here. It's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. You should never want that. If it were China doing that, Russia doing that, or if it were the UAE or Saudi Arabia walking in and lying to us, and lying to our president and then getting Americans killed, I would also be rightly furious. So it shouldn't happen anyway. I think that Bibi Netanyahu should be banned from the White House, as far as I'm concerned. Along with any other world leader, like, that behaves in a duplicitous fashion. And Zelensky should be on.
And he goes through what Zelensky does in, like, a whole 30-minute thing I watched this morning, did yesterday. I called and congratulated him today. But he also gets into Israel lying about the WMDs, saying Iran was about to attack, and also saying, yeah, we agree 3 days ago, we won't hit Lebanon. And then as soon as the peace deal was done, they hit Lebanon and blew up the main Christian areas, churches, you name it. I mean, to keep us in the war. And the neocons' answer is, Benny Johnson's a foreign agent, arrest him. See, the minute you challenge the Israel lobby in any way, they come right at your throat. Well, hey, you're attacking a lot of people, bro. I didn't want to make you the center of attention. I didn't have some hard on for Israel. But if you're running around doing backflips, trying to start a fight with everybody and trying to run our lives, oh, well, you want a fight? You got one. Okay. Eight front war. Pick a fight. But boy, you got a long line of people to fight now. And that's, and I'm not on the side of your mullahs. I didn't fund Hamas. I didn't create Hamas like Israel. I didn't fund them like Netanyahu. I didn't put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria like you did. I don't want to hear it from you. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
The Infowars.com studios. It's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends, but they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down.
Attack the newspapers, people really turned against you. Now if you attack the newspapers, most people go, oh, he must be a good person. So the establishment's lost that power, and they really don't know what to do. So we've had, played the clips here, leaders of the Knesset, leaders of the leader of current Israeli intelligence, all the former ones said it's insane, to their credit. We have had Mark Levin, everybody else, we played the clips, say it's time to do what we did to Japan. And then release the Mark Levin text messages where he's telling the president, do what Truman did at the end of World War II in Japan. And so when Trump came out 3 days ago and said, we will destroy your entire civilization forever, never to come back, people went, well, what does that? Nuclear weapons. Then Trump yesterday, or was the day before, was it night 2 days ago, 36 hours ago came out, and he said, okay, no nuclear weapons will be used, but if you don't keep the strait open, we're going to totally destroy it. Good, good. Don't do that. Don't talk about blowing up their water plants. Don't do war crimes, bro. Okay? So now we have Jonathan Pollard, who sold out so many secrets, reportedly got so many Americans put in prison, spies killed, and our assets killed. He's very unapologetic about it, very proud. Trump pardoned him at the end of his first term. And he's best buddies with the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee. And I said that right, not U.S. ambassador to Israel, the other way around, Israel ambassador to the U.S. So he even went on a pro-war, pro-Israeli show and said, we need to use nuclear weapons. You know, we can't have that not on the table. We got to have the Japan option there. So this is being pushed. Now, we're not in 1945. We haven't just won World War II in Europe. No one knew what atomic bombs were then. That was a message to Russia. That's why they did it. Japan already tried to unconditionally surrender 5 days before. The emperor. They were going to give up. The emperor was ready to give up. Because MacArthur said, when I get there, we have to lose 100,000 troops taking your country. Because they had it all surrounded, taking all those islands, and were bombing it and firebomb it to the ground. Their houses are built out of wood, balsa wood and paper. Because earthquakes. He said, I'm going to hang your ass. So he was ready to give up, but they said, hold off, MacArthur, we're going to drop two bombs on them to show the Russians. Killed 100,000 people just in one of the bombings, 50,000 in the other. But it was already just burned down already from firebombing in the country. Thousands of attacks a day for months. You nuke Iran now, we are a pariah. We are a rogue state. Then there's all the fallout. And in many actuaries, Pakistan and India go to war, and China. And it kills the economy. It's wrong to kill all those people we're trying to liberate. But here's Pollard, this super creepy dude, this enemy of America, this buddy of Mark Levin and secret meetings with the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee. It's truly reckless and truly disgusting. Then we say, hey, don't hit them with nukes when they're all saying it. We're crazy. Nobody's planning nukes. Kind of like, oh, we're crazy 40-something days ago. They're going to want ground troops. And, of course, they want that now. We know the threat escalation ladder. So here is Jonathan Pollard or Mark Jonathan Pollard Levin. Here he is.
I want to make it very clear. Jonathan, I want to make something very clear here, and it's not my opinion, but if I'm correct, what you're advocating is that you're advocating is the only solution here, and I hate the word solution, but the only answer to the end of this war and to what is going on given what we're dealing with is to attack with nuclear capabilities, to attack nuclear bombs on the Iranian regime, to raise an army outside of Tehran, so a targeted nuclear blast, to take Hezbollah, to take Lebanon further than we've ever taken it before, and to establish a formal border, and to completely take out the Houthis by any means necessary and destroy them completely. And that is your position.
Israel, it's 1939 and the state of Israel has been in existence since 1920. And we inherited the entire Balfour, the mandate from Balfour. We are a strong country. We've taken in millions of Jews from Eastern Europe in particular. And unknown to a lot of people, we've actually developed nuclear weapons. We haven't developed the aircraft or the missiles to deliver them, but we have nuclear weapons. And at a cabinet meeting, the final solution of the Nazis was discussed. And the fact that if they developed nuclear weapons, which they were pursuing at the time, were on the menu, so to speak. And the issue was, do we hit them first? Knowing full well that a lot of innocent Germans, including a fair number of Jews who haven't gotten out yet, are going to die. And the decision of the cabinet was to hit them first.
So this is the argument. Oh, we're being attacked by Hitler in the year 2026. So Hitler is Iran, so we have to do it. But you're the one committing the mass war crime. But you're the good guy, so it's okay. Here he is continuing the interview where he says, I want to do it. And the host says, I can't support that. Here it is.
Put Iran back into the Stone Age.
How? How would they do that? What are you suggesting?
Well, I've written quite a bit openly here about what we should do. The first thing is an electromagnetic pulse strike across Iran.
What about the people of Iran? I mean, it's not like, I think this differs from Gaza, if you will. Yes, the Iranian regime is completely responsible as the key main sponsor of terror. They are responsible for every terrorist event, as far as I'm concerned, that's happened. They are directly responsible for Gaza. They are responsible for the Houthis. They are responsible for Hezbollah. And they are responsible for the protests that are in 100%. The streets of America. But
and
the
Canada.
People and don't even get me started. Jonathan.
I have brothers-in-law, Esther's brothers, that keep me very well apprised of the insanity that's going
on
in Canada.
Insanity is right. That's not even a word. I don't even know what word I could use, but we can talk about that. Let's talk. But I want to ask you.
No, wait. You just raised a very, very important question. And we should spend at least a minute discussing
it. Sure. I want to know about the Iranian people. The Iranian people in this instance, I don't believe that they are synonymous with the Iranian regime. And what I'm worried about, what makes complex over here in this military action, is that I don't believe we can afford the decimation of the civilian. Why should they pay? We should be affecting change.
And you know what? The IRGC knows that as well. Now, if the enemy understands that there are limits past which we will not go, they've won.
So you think it's cause rationale for another Japanese response?
Yeah. There were a lot of innocent Germans and Japanese killed during the Second World War. Why? Because the death of their respective regimes was more important to the future of the free world than it was their lives.
Jonathan, I've got a real moral problem with this, and it's okay. It's okay. I mean, we can disagree, but I have to tell you that I have a real moral problem. I don't think we can ever go there again. Personally, I don't think we can ever go there again. And I think, especially in this case, the Iranian people deserve our support. They deserve our protection. And we have to find another way.
So Jonathan Pollard and Mark Levin and the deputy head of the Knesset, all of them are indicative of the type of propaganda that Israel is putting in Trump's ear. And Trump says, tune in to Mark Levin to hear what I think. And you tune in, he says, we need to use nukes on. So I wanted to hear, I want you to hear that for yourself. Now, this is what Pakistan, who's a major nuclear power, just came out and said. Their ambassador for Israel messing up the peace deal. And Israel responded back, Israel views very gravely these blatant anti-Semitic blood libels from a government claiming to mediate peace, claiming the Jewish state cancerous, is effectively calling for its annihilation. Israel defend itself against terrorists who vow its destruction. Here's the bottom line. Israel's worried about Iran getting a nuke and delivery systems. And Iran has said we can build one in a week. They have it. That's why they, quote, want the dust, as I've been telling you for years. They have the material to make it, but not the delivery systems. But look, here's the official government spokesperson of Pakistan. Israel is evil and a curse on humanity, for humanity. While peace talks are underway in Islamabad, genocide is being committed in Lebanon. Innocent civilians are being killed by Israel, first Gaza and Iran, and now Lebanon. Bloodletting continues unabated. I hope and pray people who created it, they go on. Stop. And then it goes on with them threatening Israel with action. And Israel's been threatened last year, back in June, when this Midnight Hammer stuff was going on. And the 8-day war or whatever, 11-day war, whatever the hell it was, that we might just join Iran in a war against you. So this is how crazy all this is. And that's in the war games that Pakistan gets involved for sure with nukes if Iran is nuked. But Trump says he's preparing the military if talks fail, proclaims Iran has no cards as Tehran demands end of IDF attacks on Lebanon. Meanwhile, was this a false flag by Sam Altman to play victim? Firebomb was thrown at Sam Altman's mega mansion in terrifying Molotov cocktail attack. The OpenAI CEO's home in San Francisco was the target of an attack in the early hours of the morning. And maybe it was real. But we have to look at that. Okay. Now, most people would imagine today, if you tune into my show, with Trump viciously attacking me yesterday with a bunch of baseless garbage, that I would just be spending all day attacking him and just creating all the controversial statements I could to just stay in the news. I don't care about getting in the news over some stupid quibble. Again, I have opened up my Google news alerts when your name's mentioned, and there's been 36,000 articles in one day about me. Remember all that? Again, AP's in 25,000, 30,000 publications. So when it hits it, it'll say, you know, 25,000, just one AP article will be that. It's like every day, 10,000, 20,000, 18,000. Some days, 36,000. Every nightly news show. Remember, I'm the devil. I'm hurting families of dead kids. All that garbage. There were 300 plus million off of charity saying I was victimizing the parents. I did none of it. No one pissed on their graves. No one came to their houses. No one did anything. It was just all made up. But they would say, he's the Sandy Hook guy peeing on graves. Trump runs him. It was to get Trump. So he comes out, as Mark Levin's already done. That's why I think Mark Levin wrote it. It's his word for what Mark said in the last few months. This guy was terrorized the families of dead kids in Sandy Hook. He deserves to be off the air. He's a bankrupt deadbeat. And then I was reading him saying that last week, even a few days ago. I read this thing. It's Mark Levin, who's the main writer for Sean Hannity, and he writes a bunch of stuff for Trump. He's basically a speechwriter. He's on a terrorism task force for Trump. It's not about me defending myself. It's like this was the Paul Weiss law firm that sued Trump that ran all this. This is the Democrat Party trying to get me off air and trying to demonize me to hurt Trump. And Trump picks up their weapon system, their propaganda, and uses it against me. It's not the issue that he even attacked me. That's a side issue. It's that he is literally pushing Democrat Party talking points via Mark Levin. And we know it's Mark Levin because it's word for word. I mean, I knew it when I saw it yesterday. But I'm not going to go ape and just start attacking Trump here. Now, I don't think having Roger on saying nice things about him is going to make him be nice to me. I'm not like, oh, please don't hurt me. For me personally, it's good to break away from Trump because he's never helped me any of that. But because he was better for the country than Democrats, I just took it. But just like I didn't care about all the attacks, I don't care about CNN playing clips of me and MSNBC and all. What does that do? Nothing. They have tiny audiences. I hate being associated with them. But I have to tell the truth. So, you know, when you've had 20 million views on YouTube and everywhere else and tens of billions on Facebook and you've been syndicated since you were 25 years old, I mean, it's like I am not trying to become famous. I'm not trying to get bigger. I'm trying to save the country and the world, because if Trump's recovery goes under, which the Strait of Hormuz is doing, we go into bankruptcy and the dollar loses its hegemony and we are all F-U-C-K. I am seriously understanding the dangerous history we're a part of right now and the dangerous time we're in. Don't have a normalcy bias about this. We're all in grave danger. But I am... This morning, I had made the decision while I was lifting weights, so you get blood pumping, your brain's really working well, and you know, hit the weights, do some aerobic moves. That's the workout we're doing this morning. I was pouring sweat. Nice 80-minute workout. And I said, I'm just going to scorch earth Trump to get him back on track. Only way to do it is to go after him viciously. Because, I mean, look, the Democrats are infinitely more corrupt than him, and he wasn't really corrupt the first term. The insider trading now, all the kids of the cabinet officials, it is just robbery town. And I'm like, am I going to just sit here and wait for Todd Blanche to indict me for something? Am I going to just sit here and wait for Trump to attack me? But I'm like, well, I need him to get back on track. I need him to turn things around. But I'm also sitting here like, I'm not your average bear. Like, I know a lot. And I know right where to hit everything. And you're like, well, you have a responsibility to do that. Yeah, but it's like paltry compared to the big picture. It's and I've mentioned a lot of it. But I don't want to overthink it. But I'm just telling Trump something right now. The globalists sued my family, who wasn't even involved with me, and bankrupted them. I could take me being attacked. I've been through a lot of stuff. And if I see any inkling with Mark Levin, everybody talking about me being deplatformed again, and you're calling for everybody's arrest, if I see any of that, and it's not like I'm saying this so they leave me alone. I'm on the verge of it, but there's so much, the Democrats are so much worse that I don't want to make my full-time show a war against Trump. But if you, here's the thing, you've already shed all over me. And if you try to rub it in, I just, at that point, I don't care anymore. So if you think I've been coming after you, if you think that I'm trying to get clicks by attacking you so the Democrats that don't buy anything from me and don't like me want to put me in jail, if you think I've been on your ass, say one more thing. One more thing out of your mouth. And Laura Loomer, send him this. Okay? One more thing. When I've gone through hell back in your ass because you were the lesser of two evils, then I'm going to show you how the cow ate the cabbage. Do one more thing. You should be kissing my ass. But instead, you shit all over me and rub it in. Okay. I'm a Christian, but I ain't Christ-like, okay? And I hate the Democrats, I hate the left, I hate the WF, I hate the globalists so much that I've sat here and put up with crap, you not defending me, you letting Todd Blanche kill the investigations of what the DOJ and CIA did to me and my family, and I just said, Tyro, don't really talk about it, I'll take it for the greater good. But there's only so far that I can take it. Go ahead, say one more thing about me. Go ahead and attack me one more time. Do it. And you'll find out. Because I know where to hit you. Leave me alone. I don't want to be at your Mar-a-Lago, your tuxedos, bunch of parrots posing. I'm not looking for government contracts. I've never asked for anything. Ed Martin contacted me and said, incredible evidence of the government attacking you. They had all the proof. The DOJ funding the lawsuits, rigging it all, and he's a great guy. And then Todd Blanche kills it and then calls me a kook and says I don't deserve to have my rights defended. And I'm in civil rights lawsuits. You know, that's fine. I didn't blame Trump. I just said, okay, I'll take it. But I will not take any more of your crap. I have taken your betrayals, your narcissism, the open kleptocratic insider trading that is just wholesaling your administration. I've mentioned it, but said, yeah, it's just par for the course now. But I'm not looking for a fight, but if you want one, you came to the right place. So I'm like a rattlesnake. They're not a really aggressive snake. Water moccasins come after you and bite you. Cobras come after you. I'm like, rattlesnakes trying to get away. I'm like, hey, leave me alone. Hey, please don't step on me. God, that really hurts. Please stop. Oh, your daddy's over here. Let me step on your mommy. Let me step on your kids. And I'm just like, all right. I'm like Darth Vader looking at Emperor Palpatine, looking like Skywalker. I'm like, all right. I'm going to politically throw you down the reactor shaft in 2 seconds. And just, hey, does Alex Jones bluff? No, I don't. You think I'm intimidated by you, Trump, the president of the United States? Think I'm intimidated by your hit teams, all the rest of it? Whatever, man. You got God to deal with. I want to focus on the midterms, the Democrats. I want to promote what's good you're doing. And I want to be left alone. But if you let Laura Loomer and that Israeli operative sit there and chew on me like I'm some chew toy, I'm done. Because you're an idiot. 2 inches. 2 inches. You think I've been attacking you for years? Buddy, I've been trying to defend you for years. So, I'll tell you one more time. Do not cross that line. Leave me alone. You ought to kiss. Jones would be on my side if I talked to him. I haven't tried to talk to you. I don't even return your phone calls, Trump. You know that. I didn't take your invites. I don't want to be around what you're involved in, buddy.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I just can't shut up about it.
Stuff works.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance.
Hold nothing back. Show them what real power looks like. Drop the nuke, my king. Commit ground troops. Now is the time.
You have betrayed your own oath. You spoke of peace, yet now you lead them to war. The people who stood behind you now stand abandoned. This I will not allow.
Yes, my king, yes, let the unhinged tweets flow on X.
You must break your spell of foreign influence.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least, that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you gonna find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
All right, yesterday's show was so powerful. We had Jesse Beltran. Matthew Hazen is going to come in today. I wanted to have him in, but we got so busy with Edward Zoll, the maker and producer, died suddenly. And just when you were on 4 months ago, and 3 months ago, all these CIA documents got declassified. We have time to go over them about mind control, about nanotech. It's all coming out. It's crazy. The patents, everything. And then we're so simpatico that I hadn't talked to you yet today because I've been busy on air. You guys got here like an hour ago. I was going to get into, do you think they're mind-controlling Trump? And I said, what do you want to hit first, like 3 minutes ago when you were sitting down? You said, let's look at mind control, because obviously the cutting edge of this is targeting world leaders, and that's in the documents as well. And so it's so crazy. They don't need to put microchips in you or do Chinese-style brainwashing like the original Manchurian candidate with blue eyes, the great crooner Frank Sinatra. They remade it in the early 2000s. The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, excellent film. We have this vice president that's chipped. But then you have all these admissions and these patents that they're doing it. So it's just crazy. Now we have new emails that people ferreted out of the 3 million plus in the Epstein files. It's made it very hard to search. You only search 10 at a time. People are still finding more. And here's Bill Gates. We'll get to this saying, we need to kill the dumb people, kill the poor people, which is exactly what you were saying yesterday. And we do know the poll is shifting. That's not made up. That's not like some 2012 Mayan calendar crap. This is real. And scientists know when those happen, big extinction events. So this is insane. And you've got Died Suddenly 2 coming out with this huge MI6 whistleblower, other famous top scientists warning about all this stuff. It's so much to hit. We got to start doing shows all like once a week at least, and maybe do some commercial-free podcasts. You know, even if you're flying out today, but I'm doing a special show tomorrow. Maybe you guys pop in then, because I really feel, Jesse, we need to get this in. And Matthew Hazen's a great guy. I want to get him on. I appreciate him staying in town to come on today. He's come up in about 45 minutes, or yeah, we're right around that. But just obviously, you guys were here. You're on Harris when the news breaks of Trump attacking me, literally just doing whatever Israel First says, just in general about his behavior. And it's changed so much in just the last 8 months. It's famous to poison kings and presidents and prime ministers, but Woodrow Wilson, they didn't kill him. He had a stroke after it. But there's a lot of evidence of that. So we should talk about that just with electromagnetic frequencies, period, even without the conductors they put in us. So there's so much to hit. But I wanted to play, just to remind you of this in popular culture, a trailer from whatever year it came out, 2004. I can't remember. Just look up. This is Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington. Here it is.
When I sleep, I dream. I don't want to dream. Something happened out there in the desert that night during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was, and it happened on my watch.
We've been down this road with you before, yes?
No, sir. Not this road.
Sergeant Shaw, you ever dream about Kuwait?
Captain Marco!
How much do you actually know about your friend?
I served under him. He was a good man.
That's what the neighbors always say about serial killers.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good feeling they put one in you, too.
You need to get help, Ben.
I'm not crazy, Shaw.
Raymond, this is J.B. Johnson of Manchurian Global.
We're strong supporters.
Click the switch. We can adjust character, change personality.
These are not supposed to exist.
Raymond Prentice Shaw. Listen.
This is a coup. This is rich people funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, you would find former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge.
Can you bring me rumors and conjectures?
I started with nightmares. Rumors, conjectures, that's a giant leap forward.
Somebody got into our heads.
Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should leave.
What are you doing?
I gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
He's delusional.
So watch where you're going!
You swore to me that this was fail-safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We're going to stop this and take them out.
Well, one of the weapons they use, they just try to make you feel like you're insane.
Yeah.
It's a gas.
Meanwhile, it's all the patents. It's all happening. If it's just a COVID shot, mental illness has exploded.
Hello, Captain. Do you remember me?
I don't know where to start. Let's just start with General Trump, the change the last 8 months, his physical demeanor, his personality, the people all around him. A lot of it's cultural. It's brainwashing. It's his age. It's sleep deprivation. I was told 8 years ago they were putting stuff in his Diet Coke. He responded and actually started getting it shipped in separately. That's why he never hardly eats anything. He has everything brought in randomly. So this is a real thing going on. But just Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll, the producer, died suddenly. So much to cover, so many angles, so many places to go here. But just in general, what do you make of Trump's current behavior?
Well, you know, just watching this and thinking about what our MI6 whistleblower told us about the systems that they're imposing on all the agents.
Confirmed MI6. Yeah.
Confirmed, yeah. And he talked about the capability of technology is very intrusive because it can read your thoughts. Two-way communication, synthetic telepathy. And then I think back about Dr. Yehuda Bachelet, who was in Israel when he gave that TEDMED talk, and he talks about the nanobots that he just brought to the stage from his lab at the university and saying that there are basically a trillion robots in that syringe. And then he signs into agreement with Pfizer in 2015. So if you start to connect the dots, it's very plausible that
President Trump could be mind controlled if he has this technology.
Let's be clear. You were saying this 4 months ago here and years ago, but now they've declassified artichoke and others admitting we're a crystal structure, put things in us, liquid nanoparticles 40, 50 years ago. So this is, why is it all coming out now?
And that's a good question.
It could be providence. Could be the Holy Spirit. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as you've been covering for years, it's nothing new for a foreign intelligence service to try to influence the president of the United States, try to influence generals. What is new is that they ever got the capability to get inside the brain of an individual, not just plant stingray devices, which did happen between 2017 and 2019 at the White House. That was Israel. They get the chance to get in your head. They no longer have to spend money. They're going to be able to get in someone's head through this device, this technology.
Now, what people don't understand is, this has been proven by Neuralink and everything else, but that's 40-year-old technology. Brains work on the same system. We're just creating machines that kind of copy that. Machines plug right into us.
Yeah, there is an AI aspect of this that they connect. And again, I'm not pointing fingers, but there is documented cases where the Israeli security teams were caught many times trying to put devices on President Trump.
Motorcade.
Yeah. And so.
And inside the White House. And Kiryaku is a CIA chief guy. He said every time they came to their offices, they planted stuff.
Exactly.
He said no other agencies, no other cupboards did that.
Yeah. Why are we allowing this to happen? And you look at the big scheme, what's happening all over the world. You know, Colonel Egren said, when we talk about this technology, that not only is it happening to the best of our best in the CIA, FBI, and congressional members now.
Havana syndrome.
Yeah, Havana syndrome. And what President Trump needs to understand is we've been covering civilian cases since 2010. The war is on our homeland now. And that's where we need to focus instead of being distracted. Because we are being subverted from the inside out.
Oh, and frankly, Alex, you said it yesterday perfectly. It's not the same President Trump. It's not even the same man. All right? We loved the president before. We loved the old Trump, the old MAGA. Whatever this is a complete bastardization of the man that we fought for, the man that you've basically given up everything to fight for.
Should we try to get him on Masterpiece Zeolites?
Well, I'll tell you, based on our studies and what we've been able to prove, it sure the hell would help. You know,
we'll get to that and some of the ways to mitigate this, but explaining, this is all mainline. Most of this is declassified, how this stuff works. And then you have to use the 5G, the satellites, all of it. Once all this nanotech is put in you, it just basically plugs in at the cellular level. That's what you know it. It precipitates out in the main nerve ganglia. You've proven it on air with soldiers, particularly. More special operations, the more they go off. You can take random people in and say, oh, you're a soldier, beep, 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 beep. You're a normal person. You know, nothing really. Because, again, they don't even give it to you when you get a vaccine or stuff. Now it's in everything. It's in the food, the water. They're spraying it.
Yeah, that's what the MI6 whistleblower disclosed. I mean, remember, he's a PhD in chemistry, Oxford trained, educated. And for everyone to really get a good picture of this in their mind's eye, clip 2 and clip 3 of the MI6 whistleblower being scanned, and then what you see, and I don't do this only in special cases, I brought out a near-field RF detector. And for everyone to see this, you'll understand why we say it is quite plausible.
And you go into government university Faraday cages and prove it's not from outside, too.
Correct.
This is coming from them.
Yeah, you will see this point blank, and this is our MI6.
All right, well, clip 2 and then what?
2 and 3.
2 and 3, play them, here they are.
Yes. What we're talking right now is this is the NLG detector.
100% probability silicon.
And we're looking for silicon-based harmonics.
100% probability silicon.
And what you are seeing, those detections. Now, Rafe has expressed that he had an older dental implant technology. And what you're going to see in the next clip, where we conclusively show that Rafe is completely infected with this.
Left TMJ, 100% probability silicon.
Well, that's what they told him. They said, that's old tech. You can't escape now. I'm removing it.
Correct. And so what we're detecting is the new tech on him.
Strong harmonic of silicon-based reflections.
Pause real quick and back this up 10 seconds. Make your point. Sean Johnson, Navy SEAL, a whole bunch of tours. He had way more than me. He had the special ops signature, like not just from the environment getting into me, in the food, the water, but he had it like all over him. The MI6 guy, was he like special ops level or even more infected?
He was just like special ops, what we would see.
Keep going.
Every government official goes through security background checks. Every government official has to submit documentation about how they could be influenced or targeted. I think every government official, including the President of the United States, should have to go through a scan like this, especially because we know this technology isn't fictional anymore. It's very real.
And you have scans that aren't just picking up the material. You pick up the frequencies.
Correct. We can pick up the frequency, and what you're about to see here.
Yeah, well, go back and finish clip two first, where we had it, and then we'll go to clip three. Go ahead.
The areas that hit 100%, you know, for whatever reason, it is indicating a strong harmonic of silicon-based reflections. Typically on the scapula area, typically on this site, when we see those, it's usually a tracker.
Okay.
So, but this is speculation right now. We can only talk about what the equipment is designed to do.
Yes, of course.
He was freaked out by this. So, that's why I zoomed in on the face. I was almost shooting that. He was freaked out by this.
I handle the technology side. Then we would go and seek out some medical professionals to maybe do an ultrasound in those areas, specifically the ones that came out at 100%.
So, on the nonlinear, on that left side, we got 100% hit for semiconductive harmonics. So this is a RF detector, and the nice thing about this particular device, it's Russian made. That's not why it's nice, but it is great quality, and it'll allow us to attenuate down so that we can use a near field approach. And watch what happens when we go up to that left TMJ.
There's proof positive. There is a frequency emitting from that area.
Consistent signal. This is just indicating that there is a very strong transmission.
It's like pegging it almost.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's solid.
It paused. So first you show it's picking up the silicon, then you show it's transmitting.
Correct.
Incredible. And here's the deal, guys. I've forgotten more than most people know. There are thousands of declassified documents, articles going back about how they said they're implanting special ops 20 years ago. This is going on everywhere. And now they go, oh, we don't need to do that. We just put your food and water. It's everywhere. This is the revolution. This is the takeover, colonizing our bodies. Continue with the clip.
Whatever reason, we're detecting a frequency emission somewhere between 1 megahertz and I'm not even going to say what the upper end on this is. Okay. I'm going to check that right side, too.
So this is the old technology, the side where he's...
This is remnants of what was there before.
And this is...
Watch.
Okay.
No emission out of that side.
That's pretty significant.
Because that would be
and right where he says the chip was is there.
Correct.
And
but the NLJD will detect that because it's looking for silicon.
I know you've seen this 100 times. Back it up. People haven't seen this. Someone here see this. Back it up 20 seconds.
A frequency emission somewhere between 1 megahertz and I'm not even going to say what the upper end on this is. Okay. I'm going to check that right side too. Again, zero. Nothing. Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
And that's pretty significant.
Because that would be the older one.
Yes. And the nonlinear junction detector, regardless if something is passive or active, it's going to detect that. But whatever it's detecting on this side is not transmitting. Whatever is on that side is transmitting.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, okay. Jesse.
Yeah.
Go ahead and turn around.
So everywhere that he tested 100% for a silicon-based semiconductive harmonic, we were detecting a frequency.
And where do you find it again here?
Yeah. This one here, so you see it's zero. And the nice thing about it, again, we're going to go in the scapula area, and you're going to see we're picking up the frequency emission.
Where you predicted you'd find it, just like you found on
They're very specific. They're Sean always Johnson. In the same area. They're always in the same area, same specific areas around the human body, and it's never random unless they've had some type of surgical procedure. We will see anomalies like that.
So is it designed, the nanotech, to migrate to a certain spot?
Yeah. What it does is these are programmed to assimilate and gravitate to high-density nerve endings around the human body. So this is why we're finding them in these specific focal areas.
So that when they also, notice for C, when they energize them, it's right into the neural pathway.
Correct. And they all are controlled by RF emissions. So
now here's an example in the classic tech world. I remember 30 years ago, it's all in the news now, China, but the U.S. does it too, so does Israel, putting takeover chips in all the electronics, but also chips, even when you're unplugged or the computer is siloed, they can energize it with a beam, turn it on, and it sends information.
Yes, and he said this is multifaceted. So not only is it a communication system, it can be a torture device, and it can become even lethal. This is what he shared with us in his interview.
So they would do it to him. Think about this. They'll do it to anyone. They'll do it to the President of the United States of America if it benefits the agenda of this intelligence organization.
And obviously, it's all compartmentalized. Do you guys know above it with the globalists what the group of the name is or some master control?
That information, we know that all of the power countries around the world, they have this technology. And what it looks like, and because of my investigative work over the last 20 years, we now know that there are people with clearances above our president. And why would our president be precluded, our leaders of the world be precluded from this type of information if it wasn't to control them? Period.
Well, this is an ongoing battle. I mean, yeah. Jesse is very candid. You know, he's being very, very strategic with this, Alex, because I think, obviously, if the enemy knows that we know their frequencies, they know their thing, they know we're listening to the airwaves, okay? Yeah. And what Jesse's found, I've traveled over the world with Jesse now, Alex, and God, there's people trying to spy on them. There's people trying to do plenty of different clandestine activities against him. But I'll tell you this, just as you've been protected, Jesse's also been protected. Now, no weapon formed against us will prosper. That's what the Lord has told us. And it's the same in this case, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And but the bottom line is this is real. And our president needs to understand that you can be distracted, and this is all by design. But the real war is here. And Colonel Egren testified to that in front of Congress, in front of the Department of Homeland Security.
We got clips of that coming up. But let's remember, too. When we say God's on our side, God's working through people, evil isn't the only thing that exists. Good exists as well. There are a lot of people in government corporations that know this is going on. They're pissed off.
Absolutely.
So as this is disclosed, it's got a really – I mean, I showed you a BBC 1967 show where they admit – basically are telling you all this.
Correct, yeah. Well, they told us in Project Artichoke when you had the declassified document. It talked about – what their purpose was of doing
poison the food, water, and shots to control us.
Correct.
And that we're a crystal, liquid crystal they need to poison.
Correct.
Or we have psychic abilities.
Well, that's our natural God.
Which is, when we call it psychic, guys, it means we're transmitting. We are a transceiver.
Yeah. Well, Rafe says that you know, the system is a form of synthetic telepathy.
That's what they told him, right?
Yes, point blank. They wanted him to use it instead of using traditional Dropbox means, or digital ways of exchanging information. And so it allows them to be more clandestine and plausible deniability there when they're in an environment with an adversary. So they cannot be, proven that they're either a spy or they're wearing a wire of some sort.
Well, now, see, you are obviously always appealing to the broader audience, like people like Elon Musk. People should care about this technology, one, because it's absolutely legal. Because they have acknowledged its existence. It could be used against the President of the United States. It could be used against Elon Musk for corporate espionage or even as far as national security secret incursion. There's nothing stopping this, meaning that the worst people, the evil people in the world, are using this technology to hurt.
Absolutely. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria in the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. TheAlexShowStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is a really powerful clip. We'll play this, cut a break, come back and join some stations. This is Lieutenant Colonel Edgren to Congress, breaking down the war is already here in our homeland. Here it is.
It is an honor to speak with you today and give voice to the unseen, the U.S. government, AHI survivors, and their families. My name is Greg Edgren. I stood up and led the DIA's task force, which was in charge of taking care of our survivors and determining the cause. For background, I'm not an analyst. I'm a retired Army and intelligence officer. The following are my personal opinions and do not represent the opinions of the government. Given the classification of this topic, many of my comments will have to be made at a future closed-door session. As a country, we have been here before. Most people think this all started in Havana in 2016, the widely reported Havana syndrome. This led to the U.S. withdrawing most of its staff and ending rapprochement between Havana and Washington. But before Havana syndrome, there was the Moscow signal. Soviet intelligence bathed the U.S. embassy in Moscow with microwave transmissions. The health effects were similar to what we see today. There are many examples of syndromes and ailments from Americans injured in the line of duty that the government did not recognize for many years, which were eventually proven. Agent Orange used in Vietnam, the Gulf War syndrome, burn pits during the forever wars of Iraq and Afghanistan. In all of these examples, America took too long to acknowledge these injuries, and our service members languished without care. Havana syndrome is no different. The gaslighting of AHI survivors continues to this day as history repeats itself. Throughout all this, I learned America's best men and women in national security are being targeted and neutralized in a global campaign. AHIs have been reported in the press in every continent except for Antarctica, with a large percentage of these attacks occurring in the homeland, in American, in this town. The impact has been that mission-critical government officials working abroad and at home are being removed from their post with TBIs. Don't take my word for it. Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, wrote in September 2023, and I quote, "In recent years, hundreds of employees of foreign intelligence services involved in organizing intelligence and subversive activities against our country have been neutralized," end quote. The American people are losing strategic warning and decision-making advantage in great power competition. America's eyes are being blinded, their voices muted, their ears deafened. This is emboldening our other strategic rivals, such as China, and could encourage North Korea and Iran to take similar actions with no repercussions. We collected a large body of data, ranging from signals intelligence to human intelligence to open source reporting and everything in between. Unfortunately, I can't get into specifics based on the classification, but I can tell you, at an early stage, I started to focus on Moscow, and consistently, there was a Russian nexus. Since 2010, the number of counterintelligence incidents began to rise, and so did Russian gray zone activities. These included assassinations, poisonings, sabotage attacks against NATO allies and others, many of which has been documented by Christo. After talking with the survivors who were hit in the U.S. and abroad, I quickly realized these were no longer isolated incidents. There were reports of CI incidents, which included harassment, room intrusions, houses being defiled, tossed, pets poisoned, assaults on our personnel, officers and diplomats being drugged, doxing, families harassed, then an attack via directed energy, a red line to many because of the debilitating nature of these weapons.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Back in the early 90s, the Pentagon put out a document that later got declassified, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and talked all about this. And there's just so much. But if you just joined us, we just played recent congressional testimony of Lieutenant Colonel Ed Green, who was tasked to investigate in the last decade the Havana Syndrome. He said, well, it's all classified, but I can tell you, directed energy weapons, mind control, this is going on, and it's happening everywhere. Governments, corporations, you name it. Just an astounding clip. Producer of Died Suddenly, and you've been in conservative media forever. You've been a major producer for some of the biggest Trump supporters as well, Edward Zoll. Your comments on this, I'm going to get Jesse Beltran's take on it.
I think that when it comes to Americans being harmed, and that's what we really care about, right? You know, we care about people in the world, but if we're America first, we care about Americans. And the truth is that we've seen but the ice tip, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the energy weapons, the direct energy weapons. But when it comes down to the manipulation of our politicians, it's not about AIPAC and lobbyist money anymore. We're in the future, okay? That they're being influenced by the meetings they take, not just by a person showing up with a check, but about the contact that comes from that. They can manipulate reality itself now through this technology and other technologies yet to be disclosed. I mean, look, President Trump's been in office the second round for about a year, and he's already disclosed two of the CIA's top weapons they've been developing through DARPA, the discombobulator and the ghost murmur. And Jesse knows this. There are plenty of other weapons and devices which are at use, and you best believe that people in government who want the secrets to remain secret.
And let's B-roll clip 7, as I was asking. Just people just joined us, the colonel in Congress. There it is. Yeah, let's talk about ghost murmur. You talked about this yesterday. And you were talking about this years ago, but this is that Bill Gates patent. We can read your heart rate because you have a signature, but they'd have to have a signature to know what your heart rate is, and they'd have to have a conductor and a transceiver to do it, which is, they're even saying it's better than a satellite beacon. I mean, this is crazy. They even admitted that. And then you have the White House science czar saying we control time and space last year. What's really going on, Jesse?
Well, that's exactly what's going on. They're in that magic jab. And our ecosystem, as Rafe was disclosing, you need these amplifiers in us. And that was the whole game. That was the name of the game. Make each and every human a walking, talking node.
And they admit 5G totally penetrates every cell.
Correct. And, you know, even President Trump said when he's accelerating implementation of 6G, and when he was asked, and we've talked about this, and he said, oh, it penetrates a little bit deeper in the skin, doesn't it?
Yeah, that clip was 2 weeks ago. Guys, pull up. Trump says 6G penetrates deeper in the skin. You can't make this up.
No, absolutely not. It's completely real. It's here and it's now, and most of society is walking.
They had been studies. 5G hurts respiration, causes like the effects of asthma.
Yeah, and the thermodynamic effects, you know, they're even showing what's considered safe. You get thermodynamic effects even below the safety measure requirements.
You're talking about heating.
Heating, yes.
Everybody's a scientist. Will you explain that? Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the bottom line. With this technology, there is no more democracy. There is no more.
This is a brain hack.
Attorney-client privilege. There is no more secrets. And if you're really worried about America first, we better get our butts back here, and we need to start fighting this war here.
And we better have full disclosure. As Thomas Jefferson said, you have a free country, everybody knows what's going on.
Exactly.
But these elites, they have all the intel. We have none.
Correct.
Well, they like it that way, obviously. It's a new form of feudalism. Right, it's not about tech barons or Democrats. It's about individuals with this special capability now to listen in on any conversation, not just with a lawyer.
And that's why they need AI, is to track it all.
Exactly.
Oh, and they're going to use it to fight us through lawfare, too. Think about parallel reconstruction, right? What the NSA was doing before it was revealed.
It came out 20 years ago that for decades, the NSA would give the FBI and DEA and others all this illegal data and say, go look at this and explain it.
Exactly. They would listen in. They know exactly where something was hidden or where something was happening. And they'd say, you can't tell the person how you found this out, but go look in this box or this location right now and you'll catch him. You'll catch him. And we'll remember that little favor we gave you, because we're going to come back and ask for that favor again. And the truth
people
is,
people say, oh, the good guys let them do it. No, they're not the good guys.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. You know, and they make the capturing of metadata, which is really what we're talking about, and now you integrate the metadata with AI, they'll know everything about you.
Well, remember when Snowden got pissed? It's in the movie. It's all based on his boss, high-level CIA, was watching him have sex with his wife and knew all about their family problems and said, hey, your wife's doing this. Let me help you with her.
Yeah.
And I only told the story, and I shouldn't have told it because it's private and it's crazy. And it's... But I, about 7 years ago, started getting these text messages, and it's like, hey, listen to us. Get off the air, talk to us. We're sending you this. And they were sending me the geolocation, all the stuff. So I finally answered the phone, no number. And it says, this family member, such and such, is here doing this, such and such. And I go there, and it's true. And they said, see, we're your friends, see? But it's like, it's actually a threat, though. They're like, you know, telling you something you should know that you're going to want to know, but it's the same thing with Snowden. You know, oh, we'll help you keep track on your, you know, family members and stuff, but you need to work with us. Like, oh, we'll give you access to this. Yeah, go ahead.
It's intimidation. That's all it is. And as you've noted, it's been done to media. It's been done to law enforcement. It's been done to...
By the way, it sent it to me in screenshots that were known. We looked it up with tech guys. No known interface for GPS. No known interface for where people are.
It's unbelievable. But look, when it comes down to this, the things that Jesse's been doing, the technology he's been demonstrating, this should be incorporated at every single level to protect our government officials. And going back to the very recent, we're on this show right now, Alex, the old Trump is gone right now. Someone has replaced him. I think President Trump should submit to this testing.
Yeah, I would love to test him.
It's either burnout, lack of sleep, or he was bad all along and now he's done and he'd be reelected. He's cashing in. That's probably it. But regardless, if anybody's a target on the earth of this, we know what's going on. It's him.
Yeah.
So just by logic, he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've, like you said, they've caught the Israelis in the White House and in the White House grounds and on the cars, planting stingrays that scan everything, high-powered readers, radio frequency, digital frequency reading systems. That's serious espionage.
Yeah, well, a stingray basically is it mimics a cell tower.
Yeah.
And it'll intercept any type of transmissions. You make a phone call and off your cell phone, they're listening because that cell tower, that stingray, we call MCs, MC catchers, are capturing all your data. They're listening everything, what you're emailing, what you're texting.
Remember, the reports were it was other classified devices too.
Correct. Yeah, and that's exactly what the capability of these are.
Well, and the Israelis are very, very capable dealers when it comes to this kind of intelligence work.
Well, have you seen how for 25 years they're in control of the phone number, data points, and phone ID and phone geolocation?
100%. And the new thing is this is a supercomputer. We've known this for a long time. Do you think people like Mark Levin and Laura Loomer, do you think their cell phones are checked before they go into a meeting with a top-level government official, the State Department, the FBI, or even the White House? No. They're allowed in. And we have
I don't even think it's a secret that they're Israeli operatives. And I can't believe they're all accusing us of being Qatari operatives with no evidence while they're all calling for us to be investigated. I got the news right here. Like, wow, look at you. Like, come on.
No, it is very hypocritical. What I'm seeing, I left here yesterday numb. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, for God's sakes, the First Lady was more presidential than our president. And that's what's so bizarre.
And she says Epstein's real, which we know, it should be investigated. Yeah. He says, you're not MAGA, you're an idiot if you do that. So he just said his wife's an idiot. And here's another thing, and I don't toot my horn on this because it's actually scary and the bad guys know this. I get Congress people calling me every day, people in the White House, high-level cabinet people, asking, what do you think, what should we do? We feel surrounded. So the truth is a lot of them are actually good, but they're completely overwhelmed.
No, you're right. You know, there are the white hats out there. And even, they've reached out to me and say, keep doing what you're doing, Jess. Keep, spreading the truth about this. It's important.
Because we're all individually smart and involved, but it's this big tech system gives the bad guys this overwhelming power.
Correct. They're worse than narcissists.
Well, think about this, though. Even despite that power, President Trump or whoever wrote that tweet for President Trump, the truth, they still can't protect them from looking like idiots. Like the comment, by the way, Alex, he said that made a comment about bankruptcy. Like, if President Trump really believed that, then he's calling himself an idiot.
Okay, he's been bankrupt nine times or whatever.
Yeah,
like three times, but three per deal. But the bigger thing is that was the same law firm that sued him. It was all a show trial to get at him.
Yeah.
So he's now. That's why I think Mark Levin, because Mark Levin's been saying the exact same things in that for months. I think Mark Levin wrote that.
Yeah, it's highly probable. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if I wanted to hurt Trump with the things he's done, I mean, they admit the Rand Corporation, the Rockefeller Foundation, they have big studies. That's why they targeted me. I didn't realize this till later. Roger Stone saw the internal polls and key battlegrounds. We gave him 2 to 4 points, our listeners did, over the top 2016. And so he's acting like, oh, Johnny come lately, you're nobody. I don't talk to you. Why did this? I don't even try to talk to him. He calls me and I miss the calls. It's like high school or something. But the point is, I'm trying to get him to do the right policies. I'm not trying to bring him down. I'm not attacking him. I'm trying to get him to do the right thing. And just the way he talks there, you can tell. I don't even wrote that.
Yeah. Well, 100%. I can attest to this, Alex. In 2016, I was just getting out of the military. And all the guys I knew and on my recon team and my tank unit, they voted for President Trump because you brought him on. That was the validating moment was that. And even past this, I mean, we look at this technology. How much have the tech elites got done under President Trump? Was the first thing he did when he came in? Project Stargate. Right? That literally, the ink wasn't even dry yet on the inauguration. And we got Project Stargate and the very evil tech elite that we fought against in the Oval Office.
Well, folks, what Stargate is, there's a lot of Stargate projects.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, they're talking about the ones with teleportation, but the one that he at least launched in this one was
another CIA mind control children declassified. But yeah, tell them about Trump Stargate.
Well, Well, Operation Stargate is the data centers being placed around the country, placing the country trillions of dollars in debt to build the very infrastructure that's going to enable the very technology that's being used to attack people like Rafe and Jesse.
Yeah, it's all the data housing. That's what they're doing, and that's what people don't understand. And if you want to protect the environment, you definitely don't want to build these things. Because
that's the thing, is they're like, humans can't have any power, it's bad for the Earth, but these data centers are saying they have 100 times the power humans use by 2040. That's official numbers from Google. Think of how we're being told these things have to have everything. They have to have giant, 100-acre, some are bigger, facilities in every town to give these computers all the power so we can watch everything you do. It's not innovation, it's enslavement.
Yeah, well, here's what I don't understand. When we were at Mar-a-Lago, we left a letter, and what the president needs to understand is those victims that I represent, the tens of thousands and millions who watch me all over the world because of what my work has been about, 95% of them were his supporters. What is he doing? He's destroying our chance. Everyone believed in this administration because the last administration was the one destroying them.
And because he was so targeted, we automatically, and they lied so much, we automatically think he must be good.
Correct. He was their hope. He was the reason they had hope.
But you can be cynical and say they knew this was coming, so they did it all to make us support him so he could double cross us.
Yes.
Regardless, we have to tell the truth about him.
Yeah. And the scary part is, you're just handing the baton back over, the power back over to what we just left.
Well, it's so ridiculous. Like, none of you have audiences. You have no power. That's why I'm addressing you. Of course, the people do have power.
Yeah.
Well, you made a great point yesterday. Okay, if we have no power, if you aren't influential, why are you talking about Million Your Shoes Social?
Well, it's also, okay, they lost their shows. They're not even on TV anymore. Joe Rogan has more viewers than all cable news combined. My show easily has, well, on a bad day, more than their average show is 100,000 viewers. We have conservatively on our radio stations, not as big as it used to be, radio's phasing out, but it's still tens of millions, internet, tens of millions and millions. I mean, it's this, he went on Elon Musk and they got 1 billion clicks, people listening. Didn't go back and do it. But he thinks a top Fox show with 4 million viewers is huge. Cause I'm sorry, he is a boomer, man. He does not understand.
Yeah, well, the TV is a dying breed. And that's,
yeah, and he's like, oh, you're not on TV. You're not invited as a guest. What are you talking about? They used to have me all over TV back when CNN had 10 million viewers. My shows are on record. My interviews, every year, they would say the highest rated segment of 2013, Alex Jones. Highest rated segment 2010, Alex Jones. It's articles in Variety. I'm the highest rated ever on TV. For whatever reason, I'm bragging. Look it up. And he's like, no, when I go on, you have ratings. It's not the other way around. Because, like you said, when Trump came on, it was that validating moment that he would go on a radical show.
Yes.
That was, it's not about, explain that.
Well, I think with President Trump, he is forgotten. And that's what leads to this. It sounds nuts, but he's forgotten what made him. Okay.
Tucker's a loser. I watched it. Fox carefully controlled his clips, wouldn't put most of it out on YouTube. None of it was ever on Twitter. None of it anywhere. They would block you if you put it out. They controlled him with 4 or 5 million viewers, number one on Fox. And then he left because he wouldn't buckle under, and he calls that a loser. And now Tucker, his average video has like 20 million views. He has had some with 200 million views. And they're calling that loser.
Yeah,
it's like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They're like, you're a loser. Go crawl in a hole and die. And we're like, that's not what's happening.
Yeah, it's immature leveling. Leveling is a mechanism or a tactic you use in order to feel superior to someone, so you beat them down and make them feel inferior. And that's really about the person themselves. It has nothing to do who you're doing the leveling.
Well, I mean, everyone knows cable news is dead.
Yeah.
But Trump literally believes it.
Yeah.
The big secret is all these corporations buy ads because you want to buy it national just on Florida, Mar-a-Lago, and DC. And when he goes somewhere, they'll even buy him on cable in the UK or when he's in New Jersey just for the weekend. So the whole groups watch it and just buy local ads so they can influence him. They buy ads just for him.
Yeah, I was telling Jesse that. And think about what that is manipulation. And I think he's smart enough to understand.
That's a classic form of just old-fashioned mind control.
Exactly.
Okay, what's his schedule? Buy ads wherever he's at on every channel he's going to watch.
I think somewhere.
Which shows how they don't want us having access to him, which shows he really is kind of a real guy, even though he's wrong some, that he's, you know.
Well, and we know now, because she can't keep her mouth shut, Laura Loomer admitted to using that form of manipulation. She showed selective clips of Tucker Carlson talking about...
Yeah, we have that clip. Which one is it? Keep going. Laura Loomer, tell me which one.
When it comes down to this, Tucker Carlson and you too, you broadcast for hundreds of hours, a month, all right? Taking selective cuts, putting it out, it's no different than buying targeted advertisement at the Mar-a-Lago or New Jersey to try to change President Trump's mind.
And they do the same thing. I'll see like a 20-second clip where I said, overall, he's great. We got to support all this, but this is destructive, and Trump's going to kill everything if he keeps doing this. He just sees that clip.
Yeah, she treated him like a child, frankly. A child that she thinks she can manipulate.
Yeah, when anybody brings me a short clip and says, look at this person said, I said, let me see the full thing. First thing I do is... the optional, you know, full completion rule or whatever. You know, I want to see the whole thing.
Absolutely. Because the human psyche, we have blind spots everywhere. So if you're going to make a rational, common sense decision, which is being diluted from the human genome, by the way, you don't see common sense anymore, then you need to look at all the big picture, all the data. Without that, you cannot use your free will to make the right decisions about anything. Period.
Yeah, what clip is this? How long is it? I'm going to play as we go to break.
It's Halloween, isn't it? Oh, never
mind. We're going to play this going out to break, but let's do talk about you guys, who's helping you guys travel the country, travel the world, warn people. Zeolites are known on record to purify the body. They're known to pull out heavy metals and toxins. I've been promoting Zeolites for 20 years. We have one that we sell at thousandshore.com. But you guys, your sponsor is a particularly powerful one, so I wanted to let the viewers know about this, because it's really, really important. Here, I have it right here. And I've been taking it, so has some of the crew. This is a special zeolite where it doesn't just take the toxins out, it replaces them with good minerals. It's Masterpiece. If you go to getmasterpiece.com, your sponsor's giving people 10% off on the zeolite at checkout by going to just that URL. That URL just automatically, that URL takes you to a subpage where you get 10% off, getmasterpiece.com. Jesse, tell us about, in your search of things that he talks about, encounter a lot of this, especially, you know, these nano implants. You're saying this does an amazing job.
It does a zeolite Z, and that as in zebra. That is exactly what I was in the UK doing a human subject study. I helped them. I'm an outside investigator. I'm independent from Masterpiece, and I have been looking for solutions for the people that I represent.
I just wanted to call them out, because the other time I was like, how are you doing this? How are you here? And you always forget. This is a good thing. I'm an absent-minded professor, but that's who's helping you guys go around and do all this.
In essence.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. But my Mind Nexus Live, we're independent of them, and we are self-funded when we go around the world.
Mind Nexus Live, but a great sponsor is GetMasterpiece.com.
Right.
And we know what zeolites do, but this is different. What's it have in it?
It has, along with the zeolite Z, it's mixed with healthy minerals from the seawater. And what happens zeolite itself is negatively charged, and all of these toxic metals are positively charged. And so when you take it, what happens is the toxic metals like graphene oxide, silicon, copper, all of these metals that are in us completely get magnetized to it. It's like a magnet.
Because obviously the bad stuff's going to be charged up.
Correct.
This is something that just binds and scoops it up.
Correct. And then what happens is all of these healthy minerals go to those receptor sites where the...
So that's how it's different. There was something, some special layer of the sea that does this?
That's something that Matt can probably...
We're going to get him in there and talk about it. Yeah, I just know you gave it to me like 4 months ago. And
it's
like,
very special.
Just the dreams we're having about 2 days after taking it. Fish oil does that too, but these were like wild.
Correct. Correct.
And I was also kind of pissing green for about a week, so I guess I was dragging stuff out.
I thought you pissed fire.
No, I mean, I really noticed it. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm taking zeolites for it. Okay, great. I know they're good for it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. No,
I'll tell you, compared to those zeolites, these really taste strong too. Like, it's different.
Yeah. No, it definitely works. I take it myself. And I can tell you, significant improvement. All of my clients that are taking it, They're talking anywhere between 50% to 80% reduction in their symptoms from the AHI phenomenon, the Havana syndrome. So I know it works.
Are there other things in natural compounds that help mitigate the toxification of the environment with these nanoparticles?
Well, a healthy diet, exercise, sweating is a big indicator. I was watching Dr.
McCullough.
McCullough this morning talking about that effect. That there were
so pure clean water, zeolites, lots of exercise.
God's protocol.
Not eating anything Bill Gates is involved in, processed.
Correct. No GMOs. We got to go back to an organic lifestyle in order to preserve our generations to come, because this is really about our children and our.
All right. Well, I appreciate I'm going to get Matt in here. He's a really smart guy. He didn't want to come on. Well, many months ago, we were working out. We were doing fireman carries out
there.
Yes,
that was a great time.
And so I was like, well, you got to come on and talk about this. He's all right. But he's like study scientist, all this stuff involved. So we're going to have him come in. Listen, I want to thank Edward Zoll for coming on. What's the best website for people to find you?
It's DiedSuddenly.info or follow us at DiedSuddenly_on X.
All right. And Jesse Beltran's at MindNexusLive.com and MindNexusLiveOnX. We're going to come right back with Matthew Hazen of GetMasterpiece.com. 10% off if you go to that URL. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sell them for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Rockefeller's been since 1940 in room 5600 at Rockefeller Center. The guy that took care of all their business, he set them on a pathway to go after melanin. They've known for that long. So what is glyphosate functionally? It's a melanin competitive inhibitor. So what does that mean? It means that you can control lots of different things. What's the number one thing that they're interested in controlling? The nuclear magnetic moment of hydrogen.
Four, five, 6 months ago, whatever it was, that my good Navy SEAL buddy, Sean Johnson, introduced me to you guys. I knew Jesse first, really knew what he was talking about. We went for long hikes and worked out. I was like, this guy, everything he's saying, I know that's accurate, almost no one knows that. That's secret stuff. Wait, I didn't know about your work. I looked you up, you're like tens of millions of views everywhere, you know, kicking ass. And you said, well, you got to meet Matt Hazen, the founder of Masterpiece. And, you know, this guy's just doing such a great job that I met your crew. You've come and worked out. We've hung out. Just amazing. So I wanted to drag you in here while you were here. You were going to leave last night, but you stayed over because we ran out of time here. Stay. Great to have you. Tell us about yourself, Matthew, what this journey's been like and how you, from Missouri, I think it's where you're from, got in the middle of this craziness.
My name is Matthew Hazen.
Thanks, Alex.
Founder for Masterpiece. Really, set out on a journey of really needing to know our world was in a lot of trouble. The health, my health was suffering and the toxins had a lot to do with it. So I started on the journey that ended up coming up with this amazing formula and bringing in really the greatest formulator of our time, Dr. Robert Young, and got started with it. So.
Well, it really is a special CEO. We've got one, you know, that's great at thealexjones.com, but I'm just great work you're doing helping so many people. So many people getting the word out. I just want people to know I'm taking yours. Maybe we'll work with Bigly into a private label with you guys. But regardless, people should get it. In fact, you created a special URL just for our listeners. We can put on screen, which is getmasterpiece.com, where they get 10% off when they go there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So go to getmasterpiece.com. Yeah.
I appreciate you doing that. So how did you meet this guy? Because, I mean, seriously, we went on like some long hikes and hung out. I'm really impressed with Jesse.
Yeah, I guess I'd need to give a little bit of backdrop for it. You know, we had completed the first and only study on testing graphene oxide levels in human beings, published that study, immediately started facing enormous attacks. And that was about 2023. Over the course of 2 years, we did blood, urine studies, testing metals, testing microplastics, toxins, and so forth.
So you saw the COVID stuff and you started investigating it.
Absolutely. The final formulator for Masterpiece in 2022 took 1,200 vials of COVID vials from all four major COVID vaccine manufacturers, four separate batches, and used a direct energy X-ray spectroscopy, which is the way to actually see what things are. And seen in all of them, the mRNA, the delivery system, all had graphene oxide and silicon-based materials, semiconductive materials in them.
Which is all confirmed now.
Absolutely. And if you can put it in the vaccines, you can put it in the air, you can put it in the food and all that.
And how does it self-replicate, Jesse? Because a small amount goes in, but it starts growing and takes over. What is that?
Well, that's all computer language. That's all they're programmed. They're programmed to self-assemble, self-replicate.
Using your body's own.
Yeah. The piezoelectric effect. It doesn't really need much power. Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, well, it's just that. The piezoelectric effect is the human body naturally conducts energy. And so they've mastered the ability to integrate these systems so that they don't have to worry about powering them. In fact,
so they're basically just putting plugs in us.
Yeah. So in fact, the big scheme of things, every walking living organism on this planet will be generating energy at some point. That's
Did you know there's patents to use our own body heat to power it, like out of the Matrix?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. A process called teslaphoresis. So when you're in a nanolab, I've spent a lot of time in two different nanolabs, basically LED lights, look what they brought out in the COVID pandemic, LED lights everywhere, and 5G plus waves. The combination of them, you can actually take any type of electronic circuitry system, reduce it down to a nano size so that it gets inside of the people, and then through the combination of LED lights and 5G plus waves, you see it teslaphoresis. And this is well documented.
Explain what a teslaphoresis is.
Teslaphoresis is when you have the synergistic effect of LED lights and 5G plus electromagnetic waves causes magnetic components to start self-assembling, nano-assembling.
And that's why Obama passed a law so that in Europe to make LED replace everything.
Absolutely.
By the way, Trump reversed that. But I remember reading an article in like MIT 20 years ago, and I got attacked for it, where they said we're testing it out in Minnesota in a police station, but we're putting LED lights in that communicate with the computers so we can surveil and keep the office safe, and the NSA is a partner, and we're putting it in public schools in Texas. Now, since then, they've admitted lights can do this, but I reported it. They would just say I was crazy, even though I had a news article. But they would do it little local things like a test. What is that?
Well, what you're talking about is just another way of mind control. They've discovered that through these light frequencies, they can manipulate the human brain. Dr. Cruz also...
Example, just blue light or the sun, it keeps you awake.
The blue light, yes, the blue light specifically. And then another transitional change is when we went from the traditional RF transmission, UHF transmissions in TVs to now digital. That's why everything's gone digital, because it's another means of the grid that they're creating.
And let's be clear. Before that, you watch TV, you listen to radio. Now it's all two-way. It's watching you.
Correct. Absolutely.
And what's crazy, I've had top neuroscientists explain this on the show. I know everybody's going to hear this. Well, of course, that's obvious. But we're the more advanced computers. So these computers we make, we think, oh, how do they interface with us? It's just a cheap copy of us. We're electrochemical. We are computers.
Yes. We are basically biological computers. But now, through this transhumanism agenda, they are trying to make us cyborgs. You know, as crazy as that sound, that is the agenda.
Oh, Lovelock and all the top scientists, NBC News said by 2047, no more humans left, only cyborgs.
Correct.
Yeah. And we're talking about the keystone part of their endgame, Agenda 2030, getting this semiconductive material into the body. It assembles, attaches to the W-band, also can be used with Neuralink to fry people. We've seen what...
And that's the Bill Gates patent.
Absolutely. And we see what it does when it's turned up all the way. We've seen what happened to people in Wuhan when they just start shaking out and die immediately. And fall down. Now, if it's barely turned up, then they can just annoy you with it. You might not even know it's on. And so everybody that Jesse's scanning since 2021, tell me if I speak out of turn, has been showing this semiconductive material.
Go back, moving quick. We had top scientists, it was confirmed, Wuhan wasn't really a virus. China, that's more advanced because they're more totalitarian, was testing mind control.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They were beta testing their system, fine-tuning it, getting ready for the final deployment, which is here.
They were testing their weapon for us on their own people.
Absolutely. Don't they always do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the social credit score, the AI system, the 6G that China's institutionalized throughout the country. You obey, otherwise you get resources taken away, and AI controls that. It is the algorithm that AI will dictate upon you. And so you have to ask yourself, is that the type of environment in society that we want globally? Because it's coming.
You can pull up the Revelation quotes. In fact, they printed it for me Monday, and I forgot to cover it. But anybody can just type in Revelation, and it's also in the Old Testament too. But you have the beast that worships the Antichrist, and it's a statue, this is ancient, you have a vision, that comes alive and speaks arrogantly, and it's seen by everyone in the world at the same time. How do they know that? And you must do what it says, and it oversees you, or you die. Not just you don't buy and sell, you die. This is the AI.
Absolutely.
And the truth is, it's not just going to cut your food off. You've been implanted. It's going to kill you.
Yes, and Dr. Cruz disclosed that this digital ID system is part of the mechanism. They're going to have to keep those who outside of these green zones and those who they would consider poisonous. They don't want you to infect the green zone.
Oh, you're going to get Cruz on from El Salvador. He tweeted yesterday he was watching.
Correct, yes.
Well, please get him set up and come on remote when he's on, please.
Yeah, we'll get that set up.
I knew who he was. He's very prestigious. He's saying the pole shift's happening, which it is. So here's an argument for the globalists, which I'm not arguing. If they know this is coming in the next 30 to 40 years, and their goal is by 2047, no more humans, are they trying to make us silicon to save us from this? I don't think that's the case, but...
Well, you don't need 9 billion people on the planet by then, right? And you're going to have to protect those safe areas. And so you have to have a modality to track every living organism on the planet so they don't radiate the green zones. So this is going to be a global triage. You know, as a firefighter paramedic...
Slow down. For those who understand what a pole shift does, explain.
So what is happening? It's not necessarily the pole shift. It's the magnetic
field fails.
And so there's.
But there is a movement in the magnetic field, too. They're saying a shift could. It's definitely moving fast.
Yeah.
So how do the two tie together then?
42.3 kilometers per year. So over 120 miles per year deviation going from west to east. So they predict that at some point the North Pole will be over Russia. But the problem is you're also getting a decrease in our force field. So that magnetic field is becoming Swiss cheese.
I really don't know. I'm not an astrophysicist, but I do know about it. Overhead shot. So here's the Earth. Okay. It's South America and America, and you got Europe, and you got Africa and all that. The magnetic fields come out like this.
Yes.
And that's why you see the Northern Lights, because the space energy can get in at those. But this is getting weaker.
It's getting weaker, and it's depleting. And so what happens is now you have radiation coming in. And so those, they're going to be, Dr. Cruz explained.
And people don't know, this is all on record. People that even 50 years ago lived in the North Pole get cancer way worse because there's not, the field's not as strong.
Correct. Cancers. Brain damage.
Because the radiation bounces off of it. And not just solar.
Correct. Correct. And so now your food systems, your entire ecosystem is now radiated. So people will eventually be eating this food system, and you're going to cook from the inside out. And so you have to have a mechanism.
And that's why they say soon crops won't grow. They want us to eat bugs. Everything's indoor.
Yeah. So this is the analogy. Being radiated as a human and those who are in the green zones who are not radiated, this is why they need to track you. Because they don't want you to infiltrate those green
zones. Are there maps of the zones that are going to be fried?
Dr. Cruz told us some of the safe areas. And I think I disclosed yesterday, most of America is going to be radiated. Canada, he says, doesn't have
a lot of the elites I know are moving to Patagonia, South America. Why is that?
And because you're going to have more magnetic protection in those regions. That's the exact reason.
But I mean, I've talked to multiple, I've had the meetings with them, folks. Multiple well-known people, they were telling me years ago, so are you planning to move to Patagonia? We're looking at that. And I'm like, well,
Yeah. And that's why Dr. Cruz is where he's at. Because
El Salvador.
Correct. Yeah. But,
So Central and South America are better off?
Some of it. There are some areas that are not going to be protected.
So is it mainly the eastern or the western coast or the Pacific or the Caribbean?
All I can say is what he shared with us is that we know that El Salvador is a safe spot. We know that areas down that way on the Pacific are going to be safe spots. He says Seattle is going to be one of the only few safe spots here in the United States. And I find that fascinating that that's all Bill Gates territory. But he said all of Canada is going to get fried. So you're going to have to, if everyone converges on these areas that are safe.
Well, by the way, we have 2,000 acres left from like 10,000 acre family ranch East Texas. We literally bought from the Mexicans. We have the old Mexican land ground, 1825 or whatever. I was a little kid. I'm only 52, and it looked like the Shire. Giant, beautiful oak trees, the smaller ones, 5-6 feet around. I mean, it looked like I would see when Lord of the Rings came out. I go, oh, that looks like the ranch. They're all dead. Oh, the other trees are all dying. You drive all over Texas, the trees are just dying everywhere, all the old growth. And people tell me, and they say, no, it's the sun. It's the atmosphere. It's the aluminum dioxide.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily the sun. It's the
magnetic field
protection in the magnetic
field. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I used to drive spring or summer or fall, even an hour, or to East Texas. I had to stop two or three times and clean the dead bugs off. I drive to East Texas now, two dead bugs.
Yeah.
Right. No. Total insect die-off. I mean, I don't need to be a scientist. Where are the insects?
Correct. And that's what happened to Mars. So you're going to see a lot of the areas on Earth turn to atmospheres like Mars. And it's going to be desolate. There's not going to be no life, no...
Notice in the new Blade Runner, there's almost no atmosphere. They're going to grow crops inside and eat bugs, and everything's dead.
Correct. So you're either going to...
And they talk about in that a big event happening.
Yeah, so you're either going to have to be in a spacesuit if you're pure and not radiated in order to survive, or go underground. And that's why all the elites are building these bunkers like we talked about.
When you say radiated... There's all these Israelis on TV saying we want a neutron bomb, including government officials, Iran. Now, that's a fast radiation. How does the magnetic field collapsing, how do we get radiated, or how long does it take?
Well, according to Dr. Cruz, he says once that happens, it can take up to 3 months before someone is completely comatose and unconscious. So it's very rapidly, 3 months.
So you just get sick and you die.
Correct. That's exactly what he says.
And tell people who Dr. Cruz is. I looked him up, pretty prestigious.
So Dr. Cruz is a neuroscientist, a neurosurgeon, who's very well known.
Michelle B-roll, guys. We played a clip yesterday.
Yeah. Go ahead. And he basically was angry because of Rockefeller Medicine taking over, and he was lied to when he went to med school. He learned that everything that he was taught was not the truth. And so he's a truth seeker. And a very, very intelligent truth seeker. I don't say that about very many people who I encounter in life. And he really woke me up. If you can go to drcruz.com and look at his work, and he's not shy about it. He shares it with everyone. And this is what he wants to do. He's worried about his children. He's worried about humanity. But what do you do in the circumstances when you know this? And like I said,
why the globalists are all building bunkers and everything.
Correct. Yeah. He said he couldn't sleep for 3 days prior to us coming there because he looked at the data and he says it's there in our face now. And he says the globalists and the elites have known this. And he says this is what they're planning for. They're planning to triage the entire globe. This is why they want to track you. This is why all of this system was.
When did they first know the magnetic field was going to collapse?
Well, we've been tracking.
Since the 60s, they've been saying we've got to kill everybody.
Yeah, well, we've been tracking this, and he says over the last 20 years.
Because, again, billions dying is going to be messy.
Correct. Over the last 20 years, the shift is equal to what the Earth has done in 160 million years. That's how rapid the change is right now.
And why is it happening?
He says that what the space is sending a different signal in, and that signal is somehow affecting Earth. But he says, because everything is an algorithm that works together, and something has changed.
Basically, the solar winds have changed.
Correct. Everything has changed, and it's affecting Earth. And it's just a natural transition. This is why he says this is now going to be a sixth extinction event. And Earth, this is not the first time this has happened on our planet. This is just another natural thing that is going to happen.
And if you've got billions of people running around starving to death, it's going to be wars and messy. They just want to get rid of us up front.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Matt Hazen, comments.
Yeah, for the people that can't afford bunkers or to move to these safe zones or they're unaware, the most important thing, and their end game, is to be able to get out this internal system faster than it's coming in and disabling it. And that's what my part of it, that's my wheelhouse that I worked with Dr. Robert Young on to create this formula. He unfortunately was taken out by Big Pharma brutally. There was actually a really good documentary that a very popular documentarian, Mickey Willis, did on behalf of him just to try to help him. We actually have a video of that to show, a very short one. But he basically jumped on board with me when he was looking at this formula. He seen that it could get the graphene and synthetic silicon out of people's bodies, and we began the work on that before they now have him in prison. So it was a lot of emotion that's been going on.
Well, throw it. I saw this documentary now. So you didn't just learn this yourself. A scientist for zeolites that are totally legal in sea salt.
Yeah, zeolites are an amazing binding substance. Natural zeolites, of course. Whatever size depends on how deep it's going to go into the body, but it's going to do some good no matter what.
Now, yours are really little.
It's a lot different. Yeah, what we're talking about doing is dissolving microscopic or micrometer size micronized zeolite down to the picometer size, which is even smaller than the nanometer size. And so now you take minerals, the healthiest, most popularly molecularly registered minerals, and you combine it with that zeolite. Now we're talking about something.
Well, it's crazy, though. They're injecting us with secret poison shots that grow all this stuff in us, and then zeolites that are totally legal. I forgot about that. This is insane. These people are out of control.
Yeah, they are. Clip 6, actually, the UK study on Masterpiece is actually a great visualization for everyone to understand what Matt's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but let's play clip 6. Here it is.
My name is Jesse Beltran. I'm the current president of an organization where our brand is Mind Nexus Live. I've been one of the leading investigators with the phenomenon called Havana Syndrome or anomalous health incidences. I have been covering this since 2010. I am currently a certified technical counter-surveillance measures expert. I have been the lead in doing what is called nonlinear junctions scanning on individuals. And this process started in the United States. Initially starts with an RF detection, and then we verify it with a nonlinear junction depending on our findings. And basically what we're finding is those who are symptomatic were lighting up at very specific focal areas around the human body and coming up positive for whatever reason for semiconductive or silicon-based materials in those areas. And that's what the nonlinear junction detector is designed to do. And we've recently started a study where we're testing non-symptomatic individuals here in the United Kingdom. They are also lighting up in those same areas as the symptomatic individuals. And that had not been the case prior to that jab. Prior to the jab, those who were non-symptomatic almost 100% of the time came up negative. They were coming up pretty much what I would expect a symptomatic person to come up positive. Very high, a lot of areas around the human body hitting at 100% where the nonlinear junction detection indicated there was silicon-based materials. They had been put on a test basis or a trial basis of Zeolite Z or the Masterpiece product. And quite frankly, I was really surprised coming here and doing the secondary exam on these individuals who participated in the testing. There was significant reduction in the areas that were lighting up.
So the results have been absolutely phenomenal and actually better than we could.
The show's almost over. I appreciate you guys staying over a day, but I want people to know there are ways to combat this. Anybody can know about zeolites in general. They draw toxins out, so it's a really smart thing. But people want to see all the rest of these videos and places. Where do they go to see that? Is it the same URL you gave me, getmasterpiece.com?
Yeah, you can go there. And
the video's there? Okay, good, because I want to watch the rest of it. Closing comments, Matt?
Absolutely. So we have a war against the people all the way with Agenda 2030. So the keystone part of that is this internal biosystem, concentrating on getting this thing out of our bodies. That's what we did the silicon-based study for. That's what we did the graphene studies so that we knew what we were talking about. So, I just implore everybody to take care of themselves because it's going to take you being better, your family's being better, and being able to critically think. And do your own research.
It's so important. Consult physicians about any issues you have. Jesse, we're out of time. 1 minute left. Closing comment.
Well, everyone, this is legal to do to you. Non-consensual experimentation is legal right now.
U.S. Code Title 30, Chapter 33, Subsection 1520, Paragraph 8.
Yeah, and so we need your help out there. For those of you watching, the best thing you can do is speak up, use your voice. Support us at this URL, stop3024.com. We need you to sign that petition.
I wish we did more on this. We have to have you back. Say it again. Wish we had the URL. What is it?
Stop3024.com.
Stop2034.com.
Yeah, sign that petition so that we can repeal it and make this illegal to do. That is just the first hurdle. Then we got to go after the rule of law. But This is about your children, your grandchildren, and the future of your genealogy.
All right. Matt Hazen, Jesse Beltran, great job. Thanks for staying an extra day. We'll talk to you soon. Amazing. I was trying to spend my whole day bashing Trump for attacking me. It's not about me being attacked. It's about what's happening to him, who's around him. How do we try to get things back on track? We have to try. People want me to just give up on Trump. I'm totally mad at him, exposing him, and I'm getting a response. But now we want to get his ass to listen. Harrison Smith takes over now. Stay with us. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.